Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to your Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad, Angie, Ms. Rachel, and T. Again, welcome to the Love Fantasy GQ Palace. You got Rich Money as the CEO and his sidekick, Miss Lavina Polite. And again, welcome. We have interesting topics going on, and we'd like for everybody to join in and get on in on the topics with us. We have a segment called Finish the Phrase going on. So without further ado, I would like to welcome my fellow diva, Rachel, to the line. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, Rach.
Hey, diva. What's going on? What's going on?
Listen, I can't call it. I might spoil it. you know me.
How
was your week, Rachel?
I can't complain. I got a lot of rest this week. I am grateful. Lots of rest.
Okay. Yes. You know what? Rest is very important, because if you just running yourself and, you know, and you're not getting a sufficient amount of rest, you're going to snap on somebody.
Exactly.
You'll end up snapping on somebody or passing out somewhere or something. You can't even function.
Right. And I'm like that a lot of times. I work so many hours, and a lot of times
yeah.
I'm going, and I don't give myself that break. But my body lets me know, oh,
yep,
stop.
Shut down, right?
Yes.
Listen, that's why I said you got to steal a moment for yourself.
Exactly.
And we're going to shout out to T tonight. She won't be on that. She may be listening, but she won't be on the air tonight. She's a little under the weather.
Okay.
And prayers go out for T. See if you're listening. We're thinking about you.
Yeah.
So.
You did?
Huh?
You had a good week?
Yes, I did have a good week. Yesterday was my mom's 60th birthday. Shout out to my mama. Love that
okay.
lady to death. Listen, don't
Happy
know what I'd do without her.
Happy birthday,
yes,
mama.
God blessed her to. Yep, God blessed her to live to be 60. And if
wow.
the good Lord says the same, my birthday is next Tuesday. I'll be 40.
Oh, wow. All right.
You know, cancer is in the building.
yes.
Yes, so I think we have some very interesting topics tonight. I really do. And without further ado, if there's nothing else you'd like to say, I would like to give them to you.
I'm ready.
So,
I am ready.
You ready?
Yes, ma'am. Give it to me.
Our first topic is, would you feel different about your mate if they wanted to live separately?
Oh, wow. No.
That's what I said.
No, I would not feel different. I would not feel any type of way as long as we still remain to keep the same relationship, the same everything. You know, as long as I get a key to that place, and I can come and go there as I please, I'm good with it.
Right. Right. No, I hear you. As far as myself, I mean, I would question it before,
mm-hmm.
you know, before I'm totally okay with it. I would question and see if there's a problem in the relationship or whatever. But,
uh-huh.
you know, if, like you said, as long as things are all cool, we're on the same page, still with everything and stuff like that, then I don't see a problem with it. You have your space, I have mine, you know.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, we still respect each other as, a, you know, in a couple, as being in a couple. We still have
uh-huh.
that respect for each other.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I mean, I'm sure not everybody is receptive. It's going to be receptive to that. You know, and they're like, oh, he or she moved because they cheating. He got somebody else. A lot of times you just need space.
Right,
I just need that me time, and that has nothing to do with anybody else.
Right.
You know?
I agree there.
It would definitely take mature people, you know, to deal with a situation like that.
You have
to be very mature.
Yes, if I was much younger, you know, the younger me, should I say, I would definitely have a problem with it. That's the first thing I would think would be, okay, well, he's got somebody else. He's got something going on.
Yes.
That would be one of I would definitely feel some type of way.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I said, just, you know, once you grow and, you know, y'all see where everything is at and everything, it shouldn't be a problem. I don't see it being a problem anyway. So, you know, with that said, I have a second topic is, you know, we did a show before stating how long do you think you should be in a relationship before you get engaged, but this one is how long do you think you should be with a person before you can even claim a relationship? How long do you think is feasible?
All right, well, okay. I don't think there's a time limit. I think that when you're both equally ready to claim, okay,
mm-hmm.
mutually, we're in a relationship. We both agree.
Right.
It could be a week into it. It could be a month or a year or so into it. Well, I think that the moment you both say, okay, yes. Let's claim this. That's when that quote unquote relationship is
Right.
Right.
I think myself personally, I think after like 6 months, I would give it like 6 months. You know what I'm saying? To where we have to start. You know, we either gonna say we're in a relationship, we boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever, or this is just a booty call. Otherwise, you know what I'm saying? Because otherwise,
yeah.
I can still see other people if I'm just dating. You know what I'm saying? If it's just dating with that one person, now I'm starting to feel a little something like, okay, I think it's time to take it to the next level. And I think like 6 months is kind of doable for me to, you know, to at least start it. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, otherwise you could be with a person like 2-3 years and y'all still on booty calls. Come on.
Right.
Y'all still on booty calls. Like, you know, when we gonna grow up here? You know what I'm saying? When are we gonna grow up? So
I agree there. Yeah, we definitely. Definitely. I mean, I agree with the thing. You know, like if we want to do it right away, then right away. But at least by 6 months, you should know whether or not you want to be in a relationship with that person. I give that.
Exactly. And if that's not even to say, all right, we're going to move in together and all of this stuff. I mean, at that time, all right, I think I should meet your family. Or you know what I'm saying? We should do something other than movies, bed, period. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I agree. That's just my personal opinion now. There's nothing etched in stone here. We already know that. Our opinions is our opinions on this line. But it has to, like, start somewhere, and after, like, a year, and especially, too, me being an older person, you know what I'm saying? Now I can see things a little differently, you know what I'm saying? Younger people nowadays, anything goes. Anything goes, and this is what I see. This is not something that I'm just mustering up. I'm not hating. I don't hate. You know what I'm saying? I have younger children that are of age that, you know what I'm saying? So it's not any type of hate or whatever. So it's just I'm stating my opinion or what I see. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of that going on. Like, it's just, again, anything goes. That's why the rate of single parenting is going on, and you know what I'm saying? It's just a lot of other things that just go along with the territory.
Yeah, communication. Communication is definitely a big key in this relationship thing. Communicate, and know yourself. First of all, know what you want.
Girl.
Know your self-worth.
That's right. So, again, we on the line with Diva Squad. You can call 646-200-3838. Press the 1 to get in on the topics. Get in on the conversation. Again, everything we say on here is strictly your opinion. There's no right or wrong or whatever. Don't nobody hold anything against anybody, and it ain't no fighting on the line.
Right.
There's no fighting on the line.
Let's open up the phone lines.
Okay, open them up. Open them phone lines up and tell them they can listen. We can get it in. They know how we do every week.
We have some of
the favorites that come on here harass the mess out of us every week.
The number to call, Dons and Divas, the number to call is 646-200-3838. While we are waiting for you all to call in, we're going to go ahead and go to a song, all right? The name of the song is Inseparable Memories by Seiko.
Inseparable Memories.
Yes.
By who?
Seiko. I think it's Seiko. Seiko.
Seiko?
Yes. So hold the lines and stay tuned. We'll be right back after a song.
Okay.
I'm a realist, so I like to keep it real. And things just ain't been the same since you've been gone. Things just ain't been the same since you've been gone.
I know I betrayed you so, but you my favorite though. When she was doing bad, I act like super saver ho. And then I realized that you played a greater role. And she ain't do nothing but making nigga paper slow. Plus you my everything, my sun and moonlight. I can make everything right in just a few nights. I can show you the whole world in just a few flights. I put you in that 7 series if you move right. Unique in a special way. She intelligent, but for that paper, she hit the Players Club like Lisa Ray. I ain't wanna make believe. I took a hard hit. Everybody telling me to take it and leave. Or I can make it work. I can make it work. I understand that I can never replace the hurt. All that stressing had a nigga confessing. Fucking listening to Usher. I done threw away your blessing.
Like you wasn't trying, trying, but my heart kept fighting.
Your friends, they throwing dirt on my car. You shouldn't be with that man. He's so foul, coming around throwing up signs like Batman. But listen, I'm filthy rich, and we argue every time you mention her name, and I call her filthy bitch. Cause misery loves company. New in the spot, they wanna be. Plus you my only one. And it's sad, but I gotta face the fact I can't take back what I've done. I can't erase the past, but we can race the jag and hit the 7-room mansion, new place to crash. It's been my first night since we parted. A lot of catching up to do, so of course we started. But my phone rung and that's it. You know the response. Oh, you still keeping in touch with that bitch? So lost in them streets. Talk first, think never. Now I'm putting thoughts together. How much would it cost me to cherish her? I let the streets just control my life. Never thought of the consequences when I rolled my dice. Even worse, I played the same role back twice. And now I'm so lost. Fucked up picture and used the same Kodak twice. I thought one day they'd throw that right. I know I caused you some pain. I was lame and I hate how I feel. We was like B and J, Jade and Will. All to the destiny, play with a will. Now I'm begging you to stay with me still. I know it makes not a bit of sense to you, cause you started a new life.
Are you sure?
But are you sure what you're doing is right?
Sound like you wasn't trying.
Nowadays, how some songs can be an influence, you know, on a lot of things you got going on in your lives. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just like to thank them for that song, and thank them also for you know, keeping us going. You know what I'm saying?
That was definitely a good song. That was definitely a nice song by Sicko. Sicko, I pronounced it a little wrong before. Sicko, I act like I got a little accent sometimes, but Sicko, very nice song.
Uh huh. Okay. We get it right. We're gonna get that right. We gonna get it right. Divine Queen, we gonna get it right.
All right.
Yes. That is too funny. Yeah, so again you're on the line with the Diva Squad, GQ Palace Radio, with Rich and Lavina. And we want y'all to call, we want y'all to get in on that topic. 646-200-3838. Press that one to get in on the conversation. Tonight we have some very interesting topics, which as always, we pretty much come up with very good topics, I think. A lot of the comments and stuff we make are from personal experiences. We've lived them. We're not, you know, really taking nobody else's story or whatever. It's from our own merit. So people calling, and it's everything you say is strictly your opinion. There's no right or wrong. You know, it's just different instances. People live different lives and, you know, have different experiences. So, you know, not everybody's going to always be on the same page for that matter.
Right.
You know? So.
Definitely. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Everybody's different. However, we are all adults that fall into this show, so I think that we're going to have some great conversations tonight. We definitely got some good topics going on. I'll tell you that. I'd like to talk about it a little more while we're waiting for people to call in. Wow. And I definitely got something juicy for the finish this phrase.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Let me tell you. Listen, when you do that finish the phrase, girl, let me tell you, I think they'd be ready to go to jail sometimes. Like, oh, Lord, Richard, I got him started.
Richard, I got him started. Tonight.
But you know what it is? A lot of times, I'm sorry. A lot of times, people have things going on. A lot of things going on in their lives that they really don't recognize is happening until they hear somebody else say it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's true, because sometimes that happened to me. You know what I'm, that happens to me. Like, wow, that's me right there. You know what I'm saying? It took somebody else to say it for you to recognize it, that that's what's going on with you. You know, not everybody's going to admit there's a problem. Not everything always has to be a problem either. It could be a good thing. Like, she's always helping somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could be good things, too. It's not always a negative.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes somebody else to recognize something else that's in you.
I go through that all the time. Sometimes I'm in denial myself that something is going on until I see somebody else have it, or, you know, something happens with somebody else, and then I'm like, wow, oh, ouch. Wow, that's me.
Yep.
That's me. You know.
Yes. Indeed. So it's like, you know what? Oh, man, really? That's really what's happening with me. Oh, Edge, get it together. You know what I'm saying? Then I have to start talking to my. I have to get out of the natural and into the spiritual. Then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
Which we could go on with that all day long. Like, we could get into the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know. We have the phone lines open. We're ready for people to call in and get in on the conversation with us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what do you think about this weather? How are you feeling it?
Huh?
How are you feeling this weather? You ready to go swimming yet?
Girl, I love the summertime, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the changing of the seasons, but, you know, I'm a summer baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm a summer baby. Always enjoyed the outdoors and going to sit on the beach and, you know, stuff like that. I don't really dig swimming in pools too much. I like swimming in the bay. I love it. Going to break the barbecue. That's what I said for my birthday next week. I said, oh, I'm just going to break out a grill, make me some burgers and dogs, a little drinky drink, and some crabs. I'm good money. I'm good buddy. You know, anybody else got any other ideas, then feel free. But that's my plans for now. You know?
That's what's up.
You know, I also want to just give a congratulations to my baby boy. Graduated yesterday. He's going to middle school. And
congratulations,
buddy, that's my hip pocket.
Boy.
Yes, that's my hip pocket right there. He's just so stuck. He's such a mama's boy. So, you know, I got to break him out of that. Like, listen, you got to be a man now. You going to middle school now. You got to be a man. You're going to man up.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to man up. So yeah, I just been, you know, chilling with them all week. You know, he's growing up so fast. It was just like, wow, I was just in labor with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Here
oh,
I
yeah.
hear you all going to middle school. Unbelievable.
Yep. You grow up so quick. So quick.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's important to enjoy every moment you can with them, because
exactly.
at the blink, the time just flew right by you. Like, God, I missed
yeah.
that.
Been that quality
wow.
time. Been that quality time with them, because before you know it, they're going to be up and out. My son is 19. He'll be 20 this year. And
yes.
He went to his first year of college and got his first car and got his first job all within a four-month span. So now I don't
wow.
see him at all. At mom.
Yeah,
you hear me
yeah.
all the time. Or he's just sleeping,
I
kept pressing
it.
Up on some rest. And but my baby girl, she's 12 going on 13. And we're connected at the hip. She's my sidekick. You know,
mm-hmm.
as often as I can, I spend that mommy time with her.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know how it is, because you know my oldest 23 and 20. Trust
wow.
me, they definitely have their own lives. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And my God, I still be treating them like babies sometimes. You know, it's hard to let go. Still treat them
yeah.
like babies sometimes.
Yes,
they're going to
always be mama's babies. Always. No matter
yes.
how, you know, you could
yes.
be, I could be on my, in the nursing home on my deathbed. They still going to be my babies. Still going to be my babies. No matter how old
yes.
my child they get, mama's babies. Yeah.
Wow,
so,
I know that.
See, but we have our first caller on the line. You know who it is.
All right.
Mike.
Yeah,
Mike.
Let's go.
Mike,
going
are you
on,
there?
Ladies? What's going on?
Hello,
ladies?
Hello, hello! Welcome to the line, Mr. Mike.
What's going
to the
on?
The Diva
ladies?
Squad. How you doing today?
I'm all right, but you know what? I'm a little pissed off.
Woo!
I'm a little
okay.
pissed
what's
off.
What's
up?
What's up?
Because I didn't get my clapping when I came on. I am a little pissed off.
How did I know you were going to say that? How did I know you were going to say that? OMG.
Okay. I feel better now. Now I feel better.
Okay. You feel better now? You feel
yes.
you feel a little more welcome now?
Yes. Now I feel better.
Okay. You're like our favorite caller, though, Mike. You know that, right? You know that?
Oh, okay.
Does
okay,
that make
okay,
you feel
okay.
a little better?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Now we done smooth out the moment a little bit. Got the moment smoothed out. Have you heard the topics, or would you like me to give them to you?
Yes, you can give them to me.
Okay. Okay. Well, our first topic for the evening is: would you feel any different about your mate if they told you they wanted to live separately?
Hmm.
Wow. That's serious,
right? What reason they
right?
want to live separately for? Because that means they must be doing something they ain't supposed to be doing.
Okay.
So if you tell me you want to live separately, then that means you want a separation.
Not
so what's the reason?
Not necessarily. I mean, maybe they just, you know, need a little space where, you know, we could still be together. I just need my space, and you can have yours for whatever reason. It doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be to deal with somebody else or whatever, or to that aspect. Maybe they just need a little space. That's all. You know,
what
you got to do though. No, actually,
what
would you do at that point? What would you do with your mate? What would you go to your mate and say?
Right.
I say why? What's the reason? What's the reason? It better be a good reason. I'm gonna be sure. It better be a good reason, because you can't sit there telling me you want to live separately all of a sudden because you want a little bit of space. Oh, no. You know what space means? Space means, okay, it depends on how you take that level, because you got space, that means for some people, it's like, okay, well, you have your space, I have my space, but are we seeing other people or are we just giving space? A lot of people, when they get space, that means they want to see other people as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's true in a point too, but sometimes things can also be just overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? Things can be overwhelming. You need things to think things out. And like, I have to have a clear head. Nothing or nobody in my area. You know what I'm saying? And that doesn't mean that they don't want to be with you and they want to be with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
true.
You think
it's,
so?
You know. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it depends on the person's maturity level.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? How mature are we? How mature are you? How mature is your mate?
Right, and there's such thing as a long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically it would be like a long distance relationship.
It depends on how long that's going to work for a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
Right. You're right. 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 So how long would you give it?
I mean, if I'm happy and I don't get no feeling, I'll give it I'll give it like a year or two.
Okay.
I'll give it
longer than I expected you to say. Oh, you go boy.
As long as we still seeing each other and we communicating and ain't nothing funny going on, like, all
right,
you're on the phone.
Right.
Hold on for a minute. And then they go back. Oh, wait, I'm on the phone. Let me take this call. And stuff is going like that, and then time is cut short.
Yeah, when you have to question a lot
right of things. I'm doing this. You have a brother mind wander.
I feel you on that. If I have to ask a lot of questions at that point, then it's time. Yeah, I think maybe we're better off apart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You don't want to do nobody. You got to ask this question, then you got to ask that question. Then what's going on here? What's going on there? I'm like, come on, hey. And then when you get that feeling in your stomach, you know something ain't right.
I think at that point, there's a problem when you start questioning stuff and the trust is lost somewhere. You know, I think the trust somehow is lost if you get to that point. But if it's just a mere separation where, again, the person needs some space to think or whatever, then it's just, you know, like you said, give it a little time, and then I think things will work out.
Yeah. If y'all clearly love each other, then yes.
Yeah, then it's going to work, you know.
Yep.
You know, she could come to you like, listen, honey, I love you. I don't want to be with nobody else or anything. I just, you know, I just need a little space.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
A little space.
But on that note, I'm going to give you our second topic, Mike, and let's see what's going on with this one. The second topic is, how long do you think you should be with a person before you can claim a relationship? not an engagement. We did that already. I'm just talking about an actual relationship where you can put a title like, this is my boyfriend and this is my girl, or this is my girlfriend.
Wow.
Yeah.
usually go by, you know, when a person, when they see each other for like, I'm gonna say like 3 weeks, you know, as long as you're kissing and you know, they usually submit that stuff into being in a relationship, unless you got somebody that just would be like, well, listen, just because we such and such, I don't mean we're in a relationship. You know what I mean?
Well, you have a lot of things too. A lot of people too. Like I said, you could be going through like a 2 year just like booty call. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a long time.
Gosh,
booty call. 2 years. I'm like,
I was doing those.
It's like, listen. A booty call. That's what it is. You're like, gosh. Oh, like, listen. When we gonna grow? When is this relationship? When is this thing gonna grow? Am I your girl or? You know what I'm saying? What are we doing here?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the question arises, like, all right, at what point now? All right, we've been dating now 8 months, and I still haven't met your family, or you know what I'm saying? You still only see me after 11 o'clock at night. What do you call that?
Because
there's nothing established. There's nothing established. You know,
so
identity. Let me tell you something. Huh?
Well, what do you do in that situation?
If it's just like a booty call?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, now's the time for the ultimatums. You either go crap or get off the pot. You know what I'm saying? Get out the way for somebody else who genuinely wants to be with me. You know what I'm saying? I can't continue, especially, like I said, me at being an older woman, not like, you know, I ain't 23. You know, it's time for some kind of establishment. I can't keep going like this. You know what I'm saying? Oh, well, oh, we're hanging. You know what I'm saying? That's a quote-unquote. Oh, we're chilling. What does that mean? You know what I'm saying?
What's wrong? Really, what is this?
Yeah, what is this? What do we have here? Like,
yeah,
I said, identity is important. Identity is really important. That way, nobody else will disturb your circumference.
Right.
Mm.
You understand? So it's
well, listen, Don and Diva, while we're trying to figure this all out, we're going to go to another song. So hold the line and be there when we come back, Mike. We're going to go to a song right now.
Okay, I ain't going nowhere.
All right, all right, all right.
I can sing now.
I know.
Look, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Whatever, I'll talk to you later. He's not coming.
You know what that means? It's turn it on! Let's go! You ready?
My name Wale. Sit down with Virgo. Look. Special occasion. Yeah, I put that Mac down,
work.
She put that Mac on,
yeah.
That mean I got more game than that Capcom,
work.
I applaud her,
yeah.
I take my hat off. I give her good wood, she call me Hacksaw. Jim Duggan, Margiela, every color,
work.
This loving, you get your groove, so stellar,
work.
Stellar, and you ain't even gotta ask. Might not be your first, but I'm better than your last.
What do we make a fella spend money that he don't got? Cause it's that hot, better be good.
You better be good.
Yeah,
you better.
If I'ma get it, too damn show enough, keep a man at home when I put it on. You better be good.
You better be good. Yeah.
You better.
If I'ma get it, Lord have mercy, keep you thirsty.
I'ma need you to prove you're worthy.
Oh.
You won't find another like this, cause you know what to do with it. See, baby, what I got, one and only.
Okay.
And if you want this love, come and show me.
Okay.
But you gotta be good.
Come
and get it. Whoa, can't tell me no. When I put on a show, anything I ask for, you better.
Okay, I know what to do with it. 4 minutes, cool, nigga, I'm a fool with it. I'm more than happy to throw it at me, I go and get it. It's Louis Rag, it's a yellow flag, no, I'm official, huh? You know I'm giving you the biz, girl, huh? Don't be denying what it is, girl, huh? Put it in your life, in your ribs, girl. Keep playing with me, you gon' get it like an intern, huh? In turn, I make your lips burn.
Yeah.
No doubt, toes out, I make them shits curl.
Yeah.
Make your dreams real.
Yeah.
Change the whole world.
Yeah.
You don't ever wanna leave. You go, girl.
Wale.
Don't get it messed up, I'm special.
She made a demand. You better be good to me. You understand what I'm saying? You already know. After you better, there's consequence. There's consequence when you don't follow those orders.
Exactly.
Hello?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And that's with any orders. If you don't follow orders, there's consequence.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying?
Well,
run that stop sign, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get pulled over and get a ticket.
Yeah, you know, but in relationships, some people like that. They feel like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I don't got to follow orders or whatever.
Yeah, I'm grown. I'm grown.
Exactly.
I can do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Meanwhile, you ain't really grown until you reach a certain level of maturity. There's 30 and 40 year old people that are not mature. But meanwhile, they can say, I'm grown. Why are you excuse me?
Yeah.
You might be grown.
Say that again.
But you are not mature. You need to grow up.
Yes.
But
indeed.
As they say, females mature faster than guys.
That's what they say.
I don't know.
What do you say?
I say it depends on the intelligence of you having as you're growing up. You know, the way you was taught. You know, if you got those serious parents that deal with that mentality to teach you the ways of the street and not life and hit those books and everything, that man's going to be mature than that female. It's her family.
Books are definitely not the greatest teacher.
I said they got that parent that teaches them to hit those books.
Oh, okay. That's right.
About to chew me apart. You see what I'm saying? I
know of people who had that parent to tell them, you know, get in the book, study the book, be smart, do this, do that, get into sports. But meanwhile, that parent didn't teach them how to be a parent, didn't teach them how to be a responsible adult. So all that child is growing up knowing is how to play sports, how to be book smart. But meanwhile, they're ignorant because they came from that ignorance because there's an ignorance because that parent didn't teach them how to be a mature adult.
That's a lack of common sense. That's what that is, because they sat back. They didn't let their experiences teach them anything. They went by strictly the book. You understand what I'm saying? Sometimes the things that you learn, you can't get out of a book. You're gonna have to experience it.
Yeah.
Understand? Experience definitely is a better teacher. It makes you wise, even though you know books make you knowledgeable. Experience make you wise.
Experience is a good teacher. Time is a teaching tool. We got callers on the line. We have callers on the line. They are not pressing one. We don't bite. Press one. Go ahead on the conversation. We would love
don't
to see
you. Don't be scared.
We see the lines lit up. Them lines is lit up.
Talk to us.
Yep. Come on and get in on this good old conversation. Give us your opinion on things. You know,
yeah.
You know, again, we're not here to bust nobody down, break them down, or none of that. We're not in all that.
Not at all. No, this is no ratchet show. We are not ratchet. We just want to talk, have conversations, and give the people a little something to take home with. You know.
I know one thing.
If mine decide to leave that house, I thought about it. They better go and not come back. Because there ain't going to be no coming back. I'm sorry. Ain't no coming back. If you leave, you leave for a reason and you stay. I'm sorry.
You're saying there's no compromising in the situation.
No, you just want to... If you're telling me you want to leave because, you know, you want some space. No. Now you got all the space you need. You keep it.
So, you know what you should have did then? If she said you want some space, he's like, all right, boo, let me send you on a little vacation. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, because everything is going. Yeah, on a little vacation. Yeah, a long vacation.
A permanent one? Wow, Mike, you hard, man.
It gotta be like that. I'm sorry, but listen. You can leave the
hall. Wow.
That ain't right, Mike.
You can lead the horse to water, but you can't make it drink. I'm trying to tell you.
Absolutely. That's the truth.
That's definitely true, too. Wow.
That's the truth right there. You can't make them drink. But, again, you can find out, get to the bottom of things before you just say, oh, ain't no coming back. We're going to sit down. Let's discuss this. Like what you were saying before.
You leaving?
Communication is very important. You know what I'm saying? Just communicate the situation.
There's a way to communicate. I know sometimes I get a little out of character. And I think that I could bust my way into a conversation. And you got to approach people with a certain, level of respect. Sometimes I get a little angry and I'm just blah, blah, blah off at the mouth. And, I need to... you got to be calm about your communication. You have to communicate on a mature, adult, calm level. Otherwise, it's not going to come across the right way.
Yeah, and then it's no longer a conversation now. It's an argument.
Right.
So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Some people just, don't even want to, they don't want to listen. I ain't trying to hear nothing you got to say. We here, you should be whatever. And then it's just a big blown-out argument. Now there's animosity. What I'm saying? Now the relationship is going to be destroyed, so you might as well take all your stuff, leave, and we're going to end it right here.
Go ahead and live on your own. Go ahead and live different.
Go on right ahead.
Let's
go. Getting you on the line with the Diva Squad, the GQ Palace Radio, 646-200-3838. We see them lines lit up. Y'all press that one to get in on this conversation. And it's a deep conversation. I think it's a deep topic because, again, like I said, there's a lot of things that are going on and people don't really understand until somebody else says it. What I'm saying? Even within, within yourself, within myself. Like, wow, I didn't realize that was going on, Or maybe something I did can inspire somebody else to do it. Like, okay, maybe I do have to communicate a little better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I do have to sit down and, talk rationally. We're going to speak in calm inside voices. We don't want no shouting match. Because, we can all sing together, but we can't talk together. Otherwise, ain't nobody hearing nothing.
I have a confession to make before I even ever called GQ Palace. And before I even became a host, before I had even called for the first time, I had gotten a couple of messages from the executive, Lavina. And she had invited me to call, and I wouldn't call. She kept inviting me to call. She said, you might get something out of one of the shows. Just call and see if you like it. Listen in. You might find something that you have in common. Call tonight. And so finally I said to a friend of mine, listen, my cousin wants me to call into the show. And, right now I'm going through a lot. I got enough problems as it is. I don't know if I want to hear everybody else's problems. And, I don't know. So this person said to me, listen, that might be the therapy that you need. You might listen to that show and learn something from somebody. Learn something about yourself. And that might be your therapy group. Just talk among people who have been in the same situation. And so I decided to call in one time. I loved it. And I kept calling in.
You did that to me.
Yeah, exactly. And I fell in love with GQ Palace, and then they adopted me, and I became, now I'm a host of the show along with you, Angie, and that's when the show started with you. Here we are,
Smith women, girl.
It's so cute.
That's right, it is. And a lot of times, again, like I said, we may not convince you. I could just sit here just to listen. A lot of people just need to vent. I'm saying? We're like, I don't know, what to do or whatever. I just need somebody to listen to me without judgment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Without some kind of judgment.
Like, I don't care who
judges. Here you go.
I don't care who judges. Either love me or leave me alone.
Yeah, you're right.
And to the listeners.
That's right. You either love me or leave me alone.
To the listeners, the callers, listeners, whatever, if you're listening online, you can join us in the forum, GQ Palace forum, where we're commenting here on the forum. Those who are listening, you want to press 1. If you don't want to talk about what we have to talk about, and you have a topic or something, a question that you want to bring up, by all means, ask us that question. We don't mind opening up and broadening the horizons and speaking about other things. We don't mind.
Absolutely.
Just want to join in the conversation.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Get on in here and holler at you, girls.
So in the meantime, it's 7:51. It's 7:51. I wanna go into the 56th grade segment, but I wanna try to bring on a couple more callers first. Y'all press 1. I think we should go to another song real quick. You two hold the line. We're gonna go into another song, and somebody else is gonna press 1. At least one person is gonna press 1, and then we're gonna go into the 56th grade segment of this show.
Yeah, sure, sounds like a plan to me.
All right, so hold on. We're going to a song, and we'll be right back.
You're broken, but every day
that song right there. That's every person's fantasy right there. That, you talk about some reassurance.
That joint was fire. That joint was fire.
That's, listen, that song is hot.
It's pretty. That song is I'll Always Be There by up-and-coming artist Aries Marquise, but he's already an artist in my book. That's a pretty song.
Listen, he did the damn thing with that song right there.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
He
did Angie, I see your post in the forum. This would be a great wedding song. Got me thinking.
It got me thinking. Like, well, wait a minute. Let me go look in my closet or something. Let me check things out. Hold up. I might need a meditation moment. I might need me a meditation moment. Like, wow, that could be a great wedding song. Like, oh my God, just make it make his wife melt right in his hands.
What? Yeah,
because you know a lot of times songs say what you really want to say. Songs
yes.
it says things that you want to say and can't find the proper words.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Sometimes the brain and the mouth don't work together.
They made that song just for me.
Yeah.
I think
we're going to have to fight over that, dick, because we're going to share that. We got to share that song. I like that. I like that right there. He did a great job on that song. Got to get him on the line one day. We got to get him on the line and, like, you know, we want to see what his inspiration was.
I think he was a guest on Rich Money's show, if I'm correct.
Okay.
One of the Friday shows, Aries Marquise. Or if he wasn't, I know he's going to be. I think I may have listened to that interview one time, if I'm correct. I got to check the archives.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I'm going to check the archives tonight.
Okay. Yeah, he's definitely got some nice songs that they have played. Definitely.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay. That's a good one right there. You can't deny that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mike, you listened to all the shows. Was he an
yes,
and
he was.
Yeah, he was interviewed by Rich. Mike knows he listened to all the shows. Rich interviewed him one Friday, and we listened to some of his songs. And oh,
that
my.
That kid is fire.
He's
that
already
nice
fire
yeah.
already. He ain't up and
that
coming.
Is.
He's up he's on my team. I like him.
I know. I got to find him on Facebook.
yep,
I want to
yep.
know what the inspiration was. What have I been missing?
mm-hmm. That kid is talented. I listened to the show. That kid is talented. He got some things going. Somebody got a dog.
Right.
Who got a dog?
Yeah.
Somebody got a dog.
It ain't my dog today. Normally it's my little rat in the box, in the background barking. It ain't mine today.
I'm outside. It's a dog.
Oh my God, dog, and it's the outside where he is.
Yeah, it's you. OMG, Mike.
Ain't that racket?
Well, I heard it.
Yeah, that's so ratchet.
Shut up.
we gotta get into a ratchet show. We gonna get us a ratchet show one day. We gonna have that popping. Cause listen, I got a few views going on with that now. A lot of things questioning in my head about that.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Somebody stop me. Well, listen, we gonna get into the finish the phrase segment now. It is.
Okay,
now about
okay.
8 o'clock, halfway through our show, we're going to turn it over to our Miss Diva Rachel.
I
want to
hear this too.
All right.
I'm
going to hear this too. All right. We ready to bring out the white meat, bust out the white meat.
Okay. Also to the
Listen,
white meat.
Here we go. We have entered the Finish This Phrase segment of our show. I was just playing around one day on the show, and I just said, well, somebody finish this phrase, and I thought of something and asked it, and it brought so much attention that we figured we'd add it into every show now. Finish this phrase. Okay. Now, Mike, tell your dog to hush now. We've established that we are in a relationship, So that's already established. However, we also have established that we are going to live separately because, you know, your job is further away from my place, and so you're gonna move further. You know, one of us, we're living close to our job. We work far away, okay? So we've established that we're in a relationship. We've established that we live separately. We have the keys to each other's place. So I go to my late apartment, open the door with my key, and my mate is in the bed digging somebody else out.
Oh my God.
I would
but they have to the right meat to their spine.
Now listen. Oh my, you know what you just did, right? You just inspired me to have a stash just for bail money. I just established to push the stash away just for bail money because there would have been some furniture moving around here.
See, we also inspire people on this show to do such things as get a bail stash.
OMG.
Yes.
Well, oh my God, that right there would have been, I don't know if I would have been mad, hurt, or what I would have done. But
I think a man that's not a man, he gonna be like, ooh, ooh, and leave out. But a real dude, he gonna tear both of them apart. He gonna fuck their heads open.
Yeah, he going in. He mm-hmm. going in. She is too. She is too though. Somebody that's really about it. She's going to be like, hold up. I think I might, excuse me, I might go in on him more than her.
Yeah.
You know, I think I might go in on him more than her.
There's no telling what he's telling her. No telling what he's telling
exactly.
her.
Yeah, exactly. She could be a victim as well. He could have told her anything, you know what I'm saying? But here he's thinking I got something else going on and I just pop up. And, you know, and this is what's going on. See, that's probably why a lot of people can't stand living apart, you know what I'm saying, just for that reason. You know what I'm saying? Be afraid of who you might see. Not even afraid of what's going on. It's what you might see. Because if you can't see it or know nothing about it, then it don't really affect you. And it ain't going to bother you. But to see something like that, listen, we on a whole new level now.
Oh yeah,
you took things. You started from the bottom. You gonna end up even further deeper.
yes, you did.
That's grounds for a serious beatdown.
That's dangerous. Are you dangerous?
Yeah, I'm talking a granddaddy beating, like really with a belt, like oiling down, like she did on this Christmas. How you know how she oiled the. Oh God, I think I would have to plot. I would plot to like get him back. Like, oh my God, I would plot to really like do something to hurt his feelings. You know what I'm saying? Just biting my head is not enough.
That's something that you just don't recover from that right away. That's something that sticks.
Yeah, you're right. No. You're right, Rachel. Yeah, that don't go away. Right away.
No,
it's
going
to take me a little while to get over that. And that's where, I would have to probably come in my head like, I got to do something that's really going to bring him down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Somehow try to steal his manhood. That's my thing. I'm trying to steal the manhood now because I felt you disrespected me.
Truly. Flat out.
Lord,
flat out.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry, but that's some real. I don't know.
That's crazy.
That's just beat me down type.
That deserve right there deserves a beat down. And what would happen if we come in and it's the same sex? Right there.
Wow.
Shotgun material.
What? Ooh, and
the same, as much stuff going on nowadays, the same sex. Man, It gotta be more to it. Because I'm telling you, if I ever witness something like that, it's gonna be some problem.
there could be no question going on. You can't explain nothing to me that's gonna fix this. It's nothing. It's nothing you can really say to me that's gonna fix this.
How about if he's saying, I swear to God, wasn't nothing really going on. I swear to God.
That's when you know they're lying.
What was that movie with Eddie Murphy, Fantasia? Or what was it? When he caught them in the bed, she was like, ain't nothing going on.
Oh, Rasputia? No, Norby.
Rasputia.
Norby. That's what it was.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
You're looking to get your
Norby,
ass
yep.
in a situation like that.
Ain't nothing happening. He just so stupid. Okay, Rasputia. that right there, that's insane. Like,
yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Even just to visualize something like that going on right now just put me in a whole different headspace.
There's people that have gone through that. I mean, put the finish this phrase segment aside, really. There are people, I myself have gone through that. And it took a long time. You hear me? A long time for me. I just thought all sorts of things. That's something you just take a long time to recover from. And I'm grateful that I was able to pick myself up and, walk away from that with a clear mind and still, to this very day, be able to speak to this person. You know, it's not easy.
To that dirt bag.
Ratchet ass. I swear to God, it's not what was going on. Okay,
listen, that's why swearing to God is just so, because the first person that swear to God is that liar. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's the liar. Yes. Or the person that's always lying swears to God first. The devil is a lie. Start swearing to the devil. Don't swear to God. Swear to Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Swear to your right hand man that you ain't do it. Come on, leave God alone. Don't even do it to the master. Right hand man, Satan. I'll tell you the first person. He's lying like, I swear to God. Oh, you were straight up lying. Let me move for the boat be big enough.
Right, you saying you swear to God means exactly that you sitting there saying to me without saying you lying.
Yeah, that's the whole
means,
lying right there.
I swear to God means I'm lying.
That's what that means sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
seen it too many doggone times. Like, oh. No, you gonna sit here and no, you ain't do that. You just didn't do that to yourself.
I didn't just hear that. I did not just hear that.
I just listen. Again, you on the line with the Diva Squad, Love Fantasy, GQ Palace Radio, 646-200-3838. Press that one and get in on the topics with us in the conversation. Adult conversation, no kiddies in here. Under 18, I guess we give 18 the adult age.
Right.
I'm laughing. Y'all see, I laughed on that one, right?
18 for ladies, 21 for guys.
21 for men. This is the club, happy hour. Oh my gosh, listen.
Wow.
That's so funny that we say that, though, because, like, everywhere you go, like to the clubs and stuff, 18 to party, 21 to drink. Like somebody 21 ain't gonna go by. Hello. I got kids older than that. Are you serious? I'm not about to be up in this club with these kids.
You know they have the Shadow BLS and the Shadow hosts the every Tuesday night boat ride. Have you ever gone to that boat ride, Angie?
Yes, I have. I've been on it.
Is that going on?
Yes, they're about to start now. Yes. I think it's Tuesday.
Yep, I've been on them. They used to send me tickets for the Tropicana. I used to do the Tropicana.
Uh-huh. Every Tuesday night, yep. I have to work boat ride. WBLS and the shadow host that.
BLS.
Starting like
yes.
really soon. Yeah.
Yep.
We have to contact each other and go on this boat ride. It's been years since I've gone on it. Absolutely. Nice to do a Friday night too. It's only, Mike, you are invited too. Bring your lady with you. It's only like $15. You got three levels.
Yep.
DJ, food. It's very classy. It's adults only. Really classy. You don't want stepping on feet. I want to fight you type stuff. None of that.
Yeah, none of that corny stuff that happens in the club. Like, you know. That's why, again, you got to be careful and mindful of your surroundings. Like, when they start letting them pants sagging kids in there, put your daggone pants up, tighten your belt, put on a collar shirt, and act like an adult.
Right. You can't, no sneakers, no boots.
Nope.
Oh,
so
serious.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's relaxing. It's, you know what I'm saying? You get your party on and all that stuff. You ain't got to worry about none of that. You good money.
They're good
boat rides. Well,
y'all got to worry about the nonsense.
We got to get us a GQ Palace boat ride going on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah. We need to work on that. Get one of them things popping, Rich and Lavina. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's a Diva Squad boat ride going on. you never know what might happen. They do have something coming up. There's something coming up July 14th in Queens.
Oh, yeah. I work so much. I can't keep up with all the events. And I need to start bringing my butt to the events. So,
I know.
What we got up and coming.
He got on the 14th, they have, it's a open mic contest going on, and the after party and stuff going on in Queens at, I think it's Club Allure, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
I gotta check the archives again and see what's going on. But yeah, they got something that's going on the July 14th, which is a Sunday at 7 p.m. Now, again, the open mic they have, and then it's $1,000 grand prize, which I think I may sign up for that. I spit a little bit. I got a little stack going on. You know what I'm saying? I got it going on. So listen, and you know what? It's funny because they say when I rap, that's who I sound like, Remy Ma. But everybody, they always say that. I'm like, you sound like Remy when you rap. I'm like, oh, really? I'm trying not to. I'm trying to sound like Ange. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I just might have to sign up. I just did a new song, too.
Oh,
one night I'm gonna send it to Levine and then we're gonna play it. We're like, huh? But I just gotta do the edited version because I got curses in it. I got curses in it. Unless I could call Steph Dow. Shout out to Dallas on a Monday night on the GQ Palace Radio. He could put it on his show. You know, it's no holds barred on a Monday night. You know, no holds barred on a Monday night. Shout out to my boy Dallas. He's probably somewhere with a racing car or something.
Probably.
You know they breed that stuff this time of year. So, but I just do. I love racing too. But
well,
again,
I'm sorry, I can't. I do it when I'm on the highway.
What'd you say, Mike?
I said I ain't racing no cars. I do it when I'm driving on the highway, though.
No, you be in and out of traffic on the highways, though.
I'll be tearing it up.
Like he owns the road, right?
I got bad road rage.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I do, too. I can't lie.
Oh, God.
I can't lie.
I
don't drive like the Brooklynites, though. I don't, because people in Brooklyn, they drive a little crazy. And I'm talking from experience. Like, I got in the cab. Like, I told the cab driver, could you please slow down? You know what I mean? In and out of traffic, tailgating. Like, come on, you don't know what's going on in the next driver's head. Slow this thing down while I'm in here.
Right. I'm horn heavy. I'm quick to beat the horn. Quick to beat the horn. Listen, I saw on Facebook the other night. Somebody put a video on what's that new thing? Keek, where people have videos and they put a
I saw that.
Of this little lady, she stopped directly in the road and the guy beat the horn and he went around her and he pulled up next to her vehicle and he said, "Excuse me, is there something wrong with you? Why are you parked in the middle of the road?" He said, "Excuse me." I can't even say the words of what she said, but she had an accent, so she said, "Excuse me, fuck on you, fuck on you, excuse me." So funny.
I saw that link. I think it was on your page. I saw it.
Yeah, it was so funny.
I gotta check it out.
Yes,
what's going on?
Oh God.
Wow.
Well, anyway, we have Tia online. Tia is in the house. Tia, are you there?
Okay. All right.
Guys, I'm sorry I'm late. It's prom night for 8th grade prom, my nephew.
I knew you wasn't the end.
All the fans there for 8th grade prom. There's so much fans there for 8th grade prom. They even have a walk-off.
He's like, wow. Y'all, congratulations.
Thank God.
Have fun.
Yeah. Have fun. Wow. Yeah, I think my sister said like 12 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
And then my mother's like, "Kid, please, you remember your 8th grade prom?" Yeah, it was kind of big, too.
8th grade prom is big. No, wait, when did they start having an 8th grade prom?
I had one.
I did, too.
Yeah, I had one. I had an 8th grade. We had a little, when you come to the area, everybody takes pictures of people. You have a little walk down. You could walk down and everything, like a red carpet.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I had that.
I don't know if we have that here. And do we have that on the island?
I went to Hempstead, so yeah, we had that. Yeah,
that's a little further out west, but do we have that out east?
Now they do. They didn't a long time ago. They have them in certain schools now. You know,
uh-huh.
But
yeah, they're kind of big now. They're
my daughter had one here in Bellport. She had one.
Wow.
They had an 8th grade prom. It was very nice too.
It was like
senior prom.
Okay, what's going on, ladies?
Yes, have you heard our topics for the evening, Kia?
No, I gotta go.
Okay, well, I'm gonna give them to you. There's two. The first one is: would you feel any different about your mate if they wanted to live separately?
If he wanted to live without me?
Separately. still maintain the relationship, but live separate.
Has anybody done that? do people actually do that?
Yeah, people that are in, like, long-distance relationships, yeah, they do it.
But that's like no... Oh, no, I couldn't even date a guy like that. I couldn't date a guy like that. I didn't have to do a separate house. And how do we... No, not me. Mm-mm. I don't have a problem with that.
Right. You got a problem with
that,
right? Okay.
Yeah, oh, my God. This...
Why not you?
I'm just shocked that if you live here in the same area... And you live in different. I can see you're dating. That's something totally different. But if you're, then how long when you're dating somebody? How long did you get to, like, say you've been dating somebody? Okay, you're not going to move in, like, the first 3 months or whatever. How long should you wait before you move in? I mean, you know, you're dating. Should you wait?
Well, that's actually our next question. How long do you think you could be with a person before how long you think you should be with a person before you claim a relationship? That's the next question,
My grandfather, he's still old-fashioned. He still thinks there's no dating. It's called courting. You're not in a relationship. You're courting until that engagement ring comes. So you're walking. Mm-hmm. He considered that walking, the walking to find each other. You're like, what, Brandy, really? So he said, we're walking to find each other. And once we have found each other and come on common ground and know what love is about, then that's when you're, you know, I'm like, wow. Granny, don't nobody do that now. We don't do that. We stopped checking in at 3 months, Granny. 3 months.
3 months? About 3 months, huh?
No, not me. I'm just saying, I just said that to him. I said, Granny, we start moving in at 3 months. But
okay.
I would say like 8 months.
Okay.
I'd say about 8 months. First of all, you got to figure out, see how his family, who's bipolar and who's tripolar first before you start.
See, that's, I was saying that same thing. Like, okay, we've been we've been dating or courting or however they want to say it for about, like you said, 7-8 months now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time that I meet your family or, you know what I'm saying, or what are we doing here? Or we just, because otherwise
well, you
it's just
what,
a booty call. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe at the first family function, because they probably have a lot of family function before that 8 months. So probably at we met in, say we met in February, they probably had a Memorial Day cookout or 4th of July Day cookout. So we probably should have been invited to that. And if I'm not invited to that, we're not together. We're not together. I'm not dating him. Because there's no way I cannot get invited.
Yeah.
I think we should go to the first holiday, the first, you know, family function, Memorial Day or 4th of July.
Yeah, something big.
Something big
where a lot of
family
members going to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That means if we bypass all that, then he's not the right guy for you. He's, I just think you should automatically meet the family real quick. Because you don't know, I'm telling you, you know how some people family members are. You see those first cousins and those cousins like, I am not dating this guy.
yeah, I think it's time for us to move on.
I am not dating this guy. No way I'm dating him. He got too much family issues. Bipolar and tripolar over here. I'm not dating this guy. They take too much medication for here for me. I don't do too much meds. We got to be careful nowadays.
But, you know, like I was saying, I think identity is important because otherwise you're going to have people continue to come at you or whoever you're dating at a level where you don't want them to. Like, okay, everybody knows. And once they know, like, all right, now they're in a relationship, I know to back off. Not everybody's going to, but for the most, everybody know y'all in a relationship. And I just think it's important. You know
I would think
saying?
When...
Otherwise, I think you're just going to string me along. As long as you can get what's in your comfort zone, what you're comfortable with, then why go any further? You know what I'm saying? Somebody has to be the bigger man and be like, okay, it's time.
Yeah. Do y'all think when, like, you know, you're in a relationship now, you know, like, I'm getting, I'm so familiar with Facebook now since 2011 and 12. I know all, you know how people get on a relationship and all of a sudden their status changed to in a relationship with this person? And then I know somebody that did that, and do you know that they're not even dating no more? It's like all this little, you know, I'm like, see that's what I told. I told my other cousin, she was telling me, oh, you know, Mark, and, oh, well, you know that it's not going to work. Okay, it's going to work. No, it's not. Why are you not dating no more? Told y'all. I know what's going to work. You know how, it's not like you're being prejudging. You know how some people, you know, and they get in a relationship, you know, goodness, well, it's not going to work. You know, goodness, well, it's not going to work.
What you got?
No, it's just certain people you know, because you know how she is, and you know how he is. You know goodness, well, that's not going to work. And all she up, they putting all these pictures in the relationship. Y'all know, like, I think it was 2 weeks ago, I think it was something. I was like, you know, they ain't together, so I told y'all. Now she sitting up here cursing him out. You know what I'm saying? I'll be cracking up on these people. I'll be like, oh, my God, look at them. Wait, no shit.
Yeah.
That's why you should wait. And it's like, you know, until you start, how do you, well, you know how you start, like, do you say, you know, we're dating? Well, you know, we're dating or I'm in a relationship. We're just dating. We're dating right now. I think dating right now is cool instead of saying, no, we're in a relationship. I think dating is much better than saying we're in a relationship because we don't know how that relationship is going to be 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So we're dating. I don't mind saying, no, we're dating.
When you're just dating, you're allowed to date as many people as you want.
But you don't have to date anybody. I think if I'm dating that one person, I'm dating him. I'm not dating nobody else. And that's just me. Mm-hmm. Anybody can go. So, but if I say I'm dating him, because I don't want to say I'm in a relationship.
You don't want to set yourself up.
Oh,
you said, is that what's his name? Oh my gosh.
What do you,
you have to say?
I don't do those type of things. You know what it is?
A woman has five guys. They have one they chill with, one they get money with, one they escort with, one they with. You know what
I mean? You know what's funny? Because I used to be like that. I'm not lying to you. I used to be like that. I'd have a different dude for different purposes. You understand what I'm saying? Simply because nobody really said, oh, we're in a relationship. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Now, as soon as that dude was like, oh, this is my girl, we're going to do this and that, the rest of them are deaded. You understand what I'm saying?
I could be a little, you know, whatever. My guy, you know, he got to be able to, he has to know that he goes to church. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little different. I don't get me wrong. I don't care about these guys. I'm looking for the right guy and, you know, and stuff like that. And we had to not say, well, I'm not saying every Sunday, but yeah, I am saying every Sunday. You know, be in church and everything else is like that. So, anything else, you're not even piquing my attention. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know any other guys. I don't know guys or whatever. But when he said, kid, I'm in church. So, what you doing? Okay, I'm coming to church.
Going to church?
Yeah, I'm going to church.
You all come?
Don't get me wrong. I do go away to the football game, and that's something totally different. I go away, but one thing about me is I give my mother my offering, my tithe. I don't play around with stuff like that. Yes, I do go to football games and stuff like that, but my tithes and my offerings are paid, you know, sent on to church and everything. I'm not sitting up here, but I go to church. What? We having a what?
I still owe some tithe and offering.
I just make sure my obligations are taken care of. I just don't, you know, I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, let me go out to a day party. That day party's going to start at 6 o'clock. Then I can go. That day party's going at 4. I'm not coming. I gotta be in church. I'm going to the day party. I'm in church. I don't think I'm doing that. You should be in church with me if you want to be with me. Church is the best place to be at on Sunday right now. That's just me.
Well, you know, I heard it, folks. So any dude that's looking to check Kia out, if you ain't in the Christ, don't even holler.
Don't even holler. You can love football, but you better have him in your life. I'm sorry. There's no way.
Listen. You know what? Yeah, everybody. Hopefully, one day everybody gets their mind right and have that personal relationship. It's not even about church.
Exactly.
It's not even about
church. It's not even about that.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to know for your own self. But where I'm at on Sunday is at church. But I can't, you know, I'm not knocking that. You got to make that walk for yourself. I'm not competing with something. You make your call or whatever. But on Sundays when you need, kid, I'm on my way to church. Why are you calling me asking that question? You know I'm going to church. I mean, practically when they call me and say, kid, we're going to so-and-so, what time is it? Oh, no, I won't be there till after, maybe like 7 o'clock I'll be there. And then sometimes I don't go because sometimes with Lavina's, you know, Spiritual Sunday, I'm like, I ain't going in. Can't go home and call for Spiritual Sunday. I don't have time to pull out on the day. And sometimes I go. It's just a pick and choose. Some people are boring, and I don't like to hang around boring people. I'm sorry. I just don't.
Wow. Well, I'm a little excited. Guys and divas, if you can hold the lines and be there when we come back from another song by Aries Marquis. This song is called Guaranteed. So hold the lines and be there when we come back from the song. Hold the line.
Okay.
Take it down. things I need to clear up.
Truth. That's why I say I would like to meet him to see what his inspiration is.
Go back in the archives.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Go back in the archives and check out. I don't remember exactly which show it was, but it definitely was on Rich Money's Friday, one of his Friday shows. So go into the archives and pull up that interview. It was a great interview, and he has some great music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we have another caller on the line. We have Kim on the line. Kim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Kim. Welcome to the Diva Squad.
I feel special. I got some clapping. Mike didn't get no clapping.
Hey, Mike. Mike, don't be salty,
Kay. I got some clapping.
Okay. All right. Welcome, Kim. How you doing?
I'm tired today. How's everything?
Everything is everything. Have you heard our topics for the evening?
I heard one of them, but then I heard another topic, but I think you guys were just talking. I don't know. So you can just tell me.
Okay. Well, the first topic for the evening is, would you feel different about your mate if they wanted to live separately?
It depends on the reason.
Okay.
I think it depends on the reason. Like, if he's just asking for space, then yes, I would feel some kind of way. You know, if it was something else going on and, you know, space was limited or whatever the case may be, then, yeah, I would be okay with it.
Right.
So I think it's a level of trust. You have to really, like, trust that person and know that even though you're not living there, they're not going to be, you know, running the streets and stuff.
Yeah, no foolery going on.
Right.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Like you said, it has to be a good reason. Like, okay, if we're living in your mom's basement, and, you know, you just, you know, needed to breathe a little bit, maybe so, you know what I'm saying? But
Okay, yeah.
And did you just say the mom's basement?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. See, that's the number one reason when you turn around and don't go there. Oh my God, not the basement.
Oh Lord, I can't breathe down here. I need a little space.
And if somebody got to turn down their watch, somebody got to turn down their watch clothes.
Like, who cares upstairs? Tell your sister come get her kids. Hey, I can't get no rest. I gotta get up at 3 a.m, go to work, and I'm here. Your mom's knocking at the back door. You want a plate? Somebody got to make that move. I'm gonna give you the second topic, Kim. I'm sorry, we just got a little off right quick. Okay, the second topic is how long do you feel is feasible to be with a person before you can claim a relationship?
I don't know. I'm claiming mine right after I get to know him. He's claimed. He's scooped up. He's right. But, like, I can't do the couple of months without a title. You know, I mean, thank God it's never happened to me. Usually I knew what my title was, you know, but I would say after you get to know that person and you decide if you're, you know, if you're interested and you even want to go further. You know, because sometimes you might not even want to. You know, you might want to just keep it as friends or friends with benefits.
Exactly.
You know, depending on the person and, you know, what they're bringing to the table and if you feel it's something that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you gotta get to know them.
You know, get to know that person.
And their family members.
Yeah, for medication or something, right? Somebody said medication.
I told you, medication. Yep, bipolar and
Well, I just think that if a person is really genuinely serious about being with you or whatever,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to take that long. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Within a couple of months, you'll be like, I want her to be my girl. Or I want him to be my man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Normally,
right.
it's the guy courting the girl, so he pretty much like builds on a relationship. So it's
mm-hmm.
like, all right, I want her to be. I want you to meet my family. He's going to come to you with all of this stuff. Like, all right, we having a barbecue. We having a family gathering. I would like for you to come or whatever. I think at that point right now, we can establish that we're in a relationship. Because going
and
on dates, just dating, we don't really get that
okay.
far.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
all
that
right,
we really get that far if we're just dating.
But even with
yeah,
that, what happens if you go to the barbecue and the exes are there? Does that mean that we're all in a relationship? Like...
Oh no. Well, see, that says a lot about the family. You understand
exactly.
what I'm saying?
Can I just say that? Yep.
Mm-hmm. That says a lot about
exactly.
the family. It says
exactly.
that, okay, that either they're not going to feel me who I am or whatever in my position with the
but
man or whatever. They're
right.
not going to. And
exactly.
then now it's me and him got to sit down and we're going to have this serious conversation. Like, what are we going to do at this point? You know what I'm saying? Like, you
mm-hmm.
still got your exes coming around over there and all that stuff.
Because
and
the
I'm
family,
not really
because
comfortable
of the family.
With that.
Because of the family. Because the family. The mother could have fight them over. But if you get the bones to get the ex who tells you about his family, that warns you about his sisters, warns you about his mother, how his mother is, whatever, that's a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Then you prepare
mm-hmm.
when you finally go meet the family. You can everything he
right.
told you. You're like, yep. That's
right,
it,
you're not blindsided, right.
You're not
wait,
blindsided.
And who's going to give you that information? Who's supposed to give you that?
If you get that bonus guy, like he tells you about his mother, he tells you about his sisters,
oh, okay,
he tells you how
okay.
everybody is and how everybody are, you be like, oh, you see my sister right here, my sister so-and-so, she could be a little bit of my sister, whatever. And it comes with the two sisters are, like, still friends with the ex-girlfriend, so they're going to be like, oh, come to the cookout. We're going to have a cookout. Come on, come to the cookout. He may not even know they're coming, but the sisters invited them.
Mm-hmm.
They come and they better yep. hurry up and leave.
Oh, they come and check out the new girlfriend. They come to check out the new girlfriend and talk about her. And that's why the new girlfriend got to be on game and make sure she knows her.
Her A game.
Yeah, she got to be on her A game.
Yep.
From her hair
yeah,
to
they
her gonna, shoes.
They want
to
see what you look like.
Exactly.
Let's see how fat she is. They want to. That's the first thing
yep.
they see in a woman. Like,
uh-huh.
oh, let me see if this bitch fat. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah.
Let me see if this
uh-huh.
chick fat or whatever. We're gonna see what she looking like.
And if you walk up in there like, oh, you know, whatever, and they're like, they ain't got no company here. And then especially, you know how we women can have a distinct stare back, and that distinct
mm-hmm.
stare back, yeah, come over this way. That's mm-hmm. a distinct stare. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, better stay over there.
But when I feel that kind of vibe, that's when I pour it on a little thicker. Like, all right, now I'm gonna pour it on thick, so they really don't like me. Now
exactly.
I'm gonna give you a reason not to like.
That's exactly. We all have to have our distinct fear. So I know I got mine. Yeah, okay.
I got mine.
Yeah. we got our distinct fear, and we
that's
dare
right.
to come over here and say something to us.
Listen. Hey, Mike, you kind of quiet on the situation. What's good?
I'm listening to y'all nonsense.
But you know stuff happens like that. You know that's a two-day that goes on. You know what
oh,
I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, oh, this is she the new chick or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
now,
yeah.
what would you do if you took a chick to your family and stuff like that, and they not feeling her or whatever? What would you do?
What you mean with what I do?
What would you do
they
in that situation?
No choice but to feel her. Now, they don't got no choice but to feel. That's how I get down. It's either me and mine. The highway or no way.
I'm just saying. I'm saying at that moment. We're not just at that moment. If y'all was at a family barbecue, you took your new lady over to your family's house, and people acting shady or whatever. What would you do to at least make your girl feel comfortable? What would you
do? I'd still show her a good time, and then I let my family know that y'all was fucked up. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. That y'all was messed up. I'm sorry for the profanity. But y'all, you know why? Because I've
Soap
been
in
that
your
situation.
Mouth. Yeah.
And I tell him, I'll be like, you know what? Y'all got serious issues. Either y'all get along with her or y'all don't bother with neither one of us. Plain and simple.
Okay. Okay.
But you know what, ladies, y'all know how we do it. Y'all know, ladies, we wouldn't even need the man to say that, because by the time we get through with the steer and the whatever, the sisters won't even be trying that no more. At the next barbecue, mm-hmm. those girls won't be there. They'll be like,
But listen, before we go any further, we have another caller on the line. We have Chicky Chick on the line. Chicky, you there?
Yo, what's going on, peoples? What's going on?
Okay,
holla at you,
Divas. What's going on?
Hey. You know, I'm just chilling, celebrating the release of my new DVD. That's all. Just celebrating right now. Okay. Feeling real good.
All right, we're going to clap it up for you. Listen, we know how We definitely bigs up growth, you know what I'm saying? We see the growth in Chicky Chick, you know.
And
for those who don't know, Chick has a show that immediately follows the Diva Squad at 9 p.m., you know.
Fallout Comedy.
Okay. All right. Have you heard our topics for the evening, Chick?
I heard all these women rambling. That's about it. That's one thing I heard.
Oh, you did not just say that. Oh, my God. Well, you know what? Being that you had a little water in your ears, I'm going to give you the topic anyway. I'm going to give you the topics, okay? And the first topic is, would you feel any different about your mate if they told you they wanted to live separately but stay in a relationship?
Wouldn't every man probably want that? I don't know. I guess it depends on how you feel about that person. Y'all know me. I'm like a caveman dude. Like, you know, I drag you into the cave and do what I say. But I don't know. Tell you the truth, I really don't know, man. I don't know. See, I take women as being different. You know, if a woman come to you like that, ask you something like that, she already got her mind made up with something else. You know what I mean? Like, a man can be stupid and say something like that. You know, he'd be stupid, but if a woman comes to you like that, she got her mind made up already with something. Like, that's what I appreciate about women. Yo, it's over. It's really over.
We don't play no games. You already know.
I think I'd be hurt, though. Like, if my situation, I act something like that, and I, like, if it was like a fish, like, it wasn't nothing I could say or do about it, you know what I mean? I respect it, but you know, I wouldn't like it though. You know what I mean?
Mhm. Yeah. Okay. Well, our second topic is, how long do you feel it's feasible to be with a person before you can claim a relationship?
Where y'all be getting this stuff from? Y'all need to start writing these down. I need to study first. Like, let me study first. Hey, listen, man. I used to claim a relationship so I get the number. I tell you too, man. I remember I was in the club, like, this is back in the day. I was in the club, right, and I got the chick number, and she started dancing with it. I see her talking to somebody else. I felt some type of way, like, yo, I thought we had a connection. I got your number.
You had the number. You crazy? You said because you had the number, that was yours.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I think when it comes to the point where it just seems like it's exclusive, y'all spending so much time together and you feel as though that you want to be liable to this person, meaning that you no longer want to be like, yo, I don't want to see you with nobody else. So if they had to put weeks on it, I could say, and you talk about, is we seeing this person every day or we just dating once, like going out on dates every weekend or something like that?
Well, you know, whichever. It's like if you've seen this person more than, you know what I'm saying, like, again, once a week, or how long do you feel that you can continue, you know, how long do you think you could be with this person, like, dating and all that stuff before you claim a relationship?
I think, to be politically correct, I think a month time I at least have to talk about it, like, what's going on, like a month. I mean, but if I'm really feeling shorty, I might move, like, I might move on it, but not necessarily say it, but act as if we are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will do things that will just show that I'm ready for a relationship. So that way I can prepare myself when I do want to ask. Because I might be sprung after a week. You know what I mean? Like, with my wife, you know, after that first night, I was like, yo, I was there every day. And you know, I was.
And you still feel.
Started leaving shorts. You know what I'm saying? Little cash on the dresser. She like this. I said, you left your money in the dresser. I'm like, nah, I'm good. You can leave it up. You know what I mean? You can leave it up there. Mm. You need that? I'm like, did you need that? Go ahead. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear that.
Wow. Yeah, but to put a time frame on it, I couldn't imagine me messing with a person for a month, and I at least had to talk to them about, yo, what's going on with us? You know what I mean? Like, Is you trying to make this exclusive, or you want some more time? At least talk about it. That way I can know where I'm at. That way, if she ain't with it, that means I can continue doing whatever I want
to
do.
Right. You can move on to another situation. Right.
And not even necessarily move on. Y'all can just be friends. You can just say, like, okay, we friends. Now I know what the tag is. So I know that when I'm in the mall and I'm in the shoe store, you already know I'm not shopping for you.
Now. You already know this little spree is not about you. You crazy chick.
You're like, no, this is for my boo. This is for my boo. You ain't nobody should be my boo.
Okay.
But you know you can set it up so you can do other stuff, like, yo, you put it out there, like, you know you're my boo, right? Like, the boo is like that next level. You know what I'm saying? And then you be like, the next thing you know, like, bae. You know what I mean? Like, bae, you want something to eat? So she respond to it, like, oh, I went bored, I got bae. Next thing you know, like,
yeah.
That, like,
hey, mom. Yeah, I think it's time for a relationship at that point, too.
Yeah.
Calling me boo and but listen, because we're pressed for time and you guys didn't catch the finish the phrase segment, I want Rachel to give you guys the finish the phrase segment real quick.
Got about 15 minutes. Listen.
Get it.
Okay, we've established that we are in a relationship. We already have established that. However, we do live separately, and we agreed that it'd be okay. We'd still be together, okay? We have the keys to each other's place. I go to my mate's house and open the door with my set of keys, and my mate is in the bed doing it with somebody else. I would.
I'm catching a case.
If I had the keys, I'm going to jail. That means because you don't have the keys.
I'm definitely going to jail.
If I'm knocking on the door and you ain't opening it up, I'm like, oh, word. That's how you be like behind the door, like, word. That's how you going to do it. You ain't going to open the door, word. He's like, you know we live on the cul-de-sac. We live on the cul-de-sac. That car don't belong down here. We live on the cul-de-sac. What's that car doing down here?
That's crazy. Yeah, I'm like you. That's what I said. That inspired me to put a stash away just for bail money, just for stuff like that.
Oh, God, please. I definitely would have mine, and I'm definitely going to jail. My bail money will be available.
I'm going to jail.
I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
They both for them to the
that's
hospital.
That's grounds to catch a case.
They both going straight to the hospital.
Yeah.
they both going
yeah,
to
I'm
jail.
Telling you.
As soon as I turn that key and I see something, I gotta say a prayer as soon as I walk in.
I think it gotta be a week. With me knowing that there's not too many good brothers out there, and I'm a good brother, and you're a good girl. After a week, you gotta be my girl. I'm asking for you. I want you to be my girl. I ain't trying to wait. This is 2013. You know what I'm saying? Let's go down to the doctor to get checked out. You know what I'm saying? I want to move in. I want to buy movies for Redbox together. I'm claiming my boy 1 week. Like, shoot, you talking about you gotta think about, did I hit it within that week? Oh yeah.
I don't know if you claiming it like that. You know you hit it.
Yeah.
Then you be around here singing. You be around here singing, Ray J. I hit it.
I
had to be the bomb.
She like, made you lasagna on the second day. Oh, you wifey, yeah, dude. I'm fighting for you. I'm fighting over you. I'm not.
Wow.
Claiming that thing, huh? Claiming that thing.
I am.
Well, we are winding down on the time now, and at this moment, are we going to give everybody a final thought? If we're going to start with our first caller, which is Mike. You know, he's
first. Yeah. Let me tell you.
Go give him a chance for a final thought.
Yeah, I'm going to tell y'all something. Because all y'all females is fronting like y'all would do something if you caught your man. You'll be boo-hooing and running back down the stairs, first of all. So you need to just cut it out, okay? You need to cut it out. All y'all females that talk all that, the first thing y'all say y'all would do is y'all would attack. But no, your reaction, you'll cover your eyes, you'll be screaming, why do you do this? Why do you do that? When you knew the next to do was slide from the get-go.
I don't know who you've been messing with.
Me neither.
I don't know who you've been messing with.
Listen, this is my time.
Well, you,
okay?
You got about
my
30
time.
Seconds.
And as far as the relationship goes, if you can't be truthful, don't be bothered. Plain and simple.
I like that.
Because you can't hide what Mother Nature provides.
Oh, God.
That's my slogan.
Oh, God.
I can't get no clapping.
You done had about 20 claps tonight. Do you want to stand an ovation?
And we wonder why about guys like Mike.
Oh, Kia, you better be quiet.
Okay, we're going to give Kia a chance to give her final thought.
My final thought is quick. I am that woman. You best believe I'm going to jail. Bail money will be prepared. The two of them will be, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to jail. I know I'm going to jail.
Right.
I open the door, I'm going to jail. I am definitely going to jail because someone is not leaving and walking up. And I'm going to wait for the ambulance and wait for the cops to get there. As far as relationships, I'm praying, like, I trust God for that, you know, and like I said about, I'm in church on Sunday, so the guy that I'm dating or whatever, he has to understand, I go to church on Sunday, so that's perfect God, that's not perfect, but that certain guy, whatever, and don't get me wrong, I love sports, and don't get me wrong, I do go to these games, but I go to church first.
You better praise him.
Right?
You better praise him.
I sure do. On Sundays, every day, Monday through Friday, 7 days a week, 364 days a year.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Okay, Kim, do you have a final thought?
Oh, just cut it out.
My final thought is Mike is full of it. No. No.
Thank you, Kim.
Uh-huh.
He is.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. My final thought is, you know, if you're in a relationship and you do need to live separate from that person, I think as long as the trust is there, that it's okay. You know, as long as you guys have an understanding. You know, I think that you need a very good understanding. And I think that if you're going to start in a relationship, just make sure that you know the person first before you call it a relationship, because you don't need, you know, the family with all the medication, like Kia was saying, you know, the bipolar running all through, and, you don't need any of that stuff. Like, you want to make sure that person gets tested. Let me know if you got any mental illnesses that I need to know about, you know, just in case, you know, you might, you know, turn into the exorcist at one point in time. I don't know, but great show, Divas. Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we're gonna turn it over to the Diva real quick. Diva Rachel.
All right.
You have a final thought.
Thank you very much. And my opinion, first and foremost, I want to thank God, because without him, none of this would be possible. I want to thank Richard Levina, the head of GQ Palace. I want to thank GQ Palace family. I want to thank the callers, Mike, Tia, Kim, all the listeners. Next time, please. That's one. I want to thank my fellow diva, Angie, and Miss T is not here. I know she's listening somewhere. She will be back next week, same time, same place. My take on the topic tonight. As long as we are on a mature level, I think we can handle living in separate places. And as far as how long should it be before we establish that we are in a relationship, whether it be 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years, as long as we together can confirm and agree on the fact that, okay, now we're in a relationship, however long that takes. And
3 days.
And as far as walking in on that mate in the bed with someone else, been there, done that. I can't give any advice on it because I'm still not over it. I'm going to be honest. I'm still not over it. I've been there, done that. However, it is what it is. Y'all play with me on that one.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to turn it back in the hands of Angie.
Okay, thank you. And I forgot to ask Chicky Chick if he had any final thoughts. I apologize for that mishaps right there, Chicky Chick.
I'm going to continue the subject on my show. You can tune in to Fallout Comedy Chicky Chick every Wednesday, 9 to 10. You can call at 646-238-38. We're going to continue this conversation, but we're going to throw some humor into it. So I hope all the callers that are listening, y'all stay on, because we're about to really turn it up. The ladies had control, but the fellas about to take over like we always do. The head of the household, baby, is right here on the fact.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We Oh, smooches to you, Chicky. Thank you so much. I want to thank, again, the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, He is our everything. Thank Rich and Lavina. I thank our engineers for the songs and everything tonight. Thank all our callers, Chick, Mike, Kia, Kim. I thank my fellow divas, Rachel and T, and T in her absence tonight. We know you're here listening. And thank all of... Excuse me. Thank all the listeners out there. Next time, just press that one. Get in on that on this topic with us. And my take on the topics tonight. Again, if you're dealing with mature people and that has a great line of communications, it'll all work out. And you should be able to live separately and still maintain that relationship. And as far as being in a relationship before it's claimed, I don't think you should go too long, because otherwise people get in a comfort zone where that nothing will happen. It won't grow. The relationship itself won't grow. You'll be stuck in that same position a year from now, stating what you shoulda, coulda, woulda, did. So, again, just keep that line of communication open. Have truth and honesty, and all else will fall into place. Deuces.
Yeah. This is your boy, Chick the Comedian. You have tuned in to Fallout Comedy Wednesday, 9 to 10, everywhere, every day, each Wednesday, right here at GQ Palace. If you didn't know, it's Blog Talk Radio, backslash GQ Palace. You can call the number at 646-238-38. This is your boy, Kick the Comedian. And we back, man. I know everybody probably missed me last week. So clap it up for that. Your boy, back in the building. Hey, that's so crazy, right? Tell me about what I read about. Hey, you know what was so crazy, right? Is that this whole time I was talking, right? Like, yo, this is your boy, Chick the Comedian. I had my whole thing going on. I had background singers. They was dancing back here, tap dancing. And I was on mute. So my bad, people. Y'all ain't get to hear all the good stuff. I can't remember what I said because I be freestyling sometimes. So give it up for what I said, even though you ain't hear it. So check it out, man. Big shout out to my engineer. They know when they hit the button. But like I said, man, if you ain't been listening to the show the last 2 weeks, like I said, I was off last week. But 2 weeks ago, I told y'all about my transformation. Your boy is in the building now, but he does all his jokes for the Lord now, man. And what that means is that, you know, not to say I was all crazy before doing my jokes, but right now, man, I'm really concentrating on making sure that all aspects of my life is going towards God, man. I tell everybody right now, I'm going to say he 80-20. If he 80-20, now I got to be somewhere maybe 55, 45, 60, 40. But I'm getting myself together, man. And there's a lot of things I'm trying to do right now for my life, man. And the comedy is something that, you know, me and my wife, we talk about, you know, we ain't nobody to be able to hold on to it or be able to keep going with it. But so what I did was I blended both parts of my life in, and that's what I'm supposed to do. You're supposed to have God as the head of your household everywhere. So right now, man, let y'all know that I'm still funny, that I still do my thing, and ain't nothing really changed about me. It's just now I got more insight about myself, man. I wanted to make sure that if I was walking down the street, if the old lady see me, if the young man see me, if the little kids see me, they all same presentation about me. So I really felt that was important. So if you pulling that in, let me type away. Make sure I clap it up for me. Clap it up. So, yeah, we celebrating the release of my first DVD, and I'm going to let everybody know this DVD ain't got the best production. It's not something that's been edited and chopped and screwed so much and making it look so good, my left side, my right side. But it's my first comedy DVD, man. I wanted to put a title to it, but it's kind of like a title to my show I'll be doing now. It's called I'm Not Here to Preach, I'm Here to Tell Jokes. So that way, if you check out my first DVD, we did it at the Cranford. Shout out to the I was gonna get on stage, man. The funny thing about it, man, when I got on stage, I went first. So, and not too many people knew if I was funny or not. They didn't hear about it. But you know what? I guess it was kind of good because, you know, God trapped their ears to the stuff I was doing. So I presented myself as being brand new. I rocked the house. I'm getting mad calls. You can check me out on Facebook. You see all my shows that's coming up, man. I'm really feeling blessed now. And I really feeling good about everything I'm doing, man. But we're going to continue doing my show just the way we do my show. We're going to open up with a monologue time, baby. Now, if you ain't know, big shout out to the engineer with the fast button. Now, look, if you ain't know what a monologue is, I try to explain it every week because I feel as though I get listeners every week. So monologue is the same thing you see me talk about with the Tonight Show or Jay Leno. Always, they want to do, explain the news of the day and everything like that. So there's a lot of things that's going on in my area that I try to keep it funny with. But being that you was just listening to Love and Mission Radio with the girls, Andy T and Rachel over there, you understand that they be having the craziest topics. They really have an all-women show. Now, mind you, they used to be Salt and Pepper. But now, they are Destiny's Child since Angie came into the group. So, big shout-out to that for Michelle, a.k.a. Angie, coming into Destiny's Child with Beyonce and Kelly Rowland. Give it up for them! Oh, man. Yeah, man, so big shout out to them. But they was talking about, if you want to listen, right? That is the slowest trigger finger ever. We're always trigger fans. But, like, if you listen to the show, they always be coming up with topics. Yeah, they always be coming up with topics. Yo, big shout out to the engineer right now. I don't know who's pressing the button right now, and I won't put their name out there. But there's only be two people. Big shout out to the power couple, the Obama and Michelle of New York. You know who they is, Richard, my man Rich Money and Lavinia. Give it up for them. Give it up. So give it up for them. Like, what they were talking about, they were talking about some stuff on the show today. They were talking about would it be acceptable for you to be with your, but y'all live in separate places, like y'all together. And yo, they got to stop these topics. My man Richie, listen, man, we need to start screening the topic that these ladies doing, because it's already far in between. Too many few good men out here, and they're making them run away with the things that they're saying. What do you mean, ladies, about living in two different places? And you want to hold on to the relationship, and you want to make sure you got a key to my crib? Ain't that happening. You must be crazy. That's not happening. That's not going to walk away and be able to walk. Who want to do that? But listen, we got somebody alive right now. They want to give a big shout out. If you don't know this man, on Tuesdays, man, he's doing his man with his radio. I know he probably had a hell of a show yesterday because LeBron James did his thing in the fourth quarter. I know he's crazy over here. So give a big shout out to the man on the line. What's up, man? What's going on?
What's happening, man? What's happening, my dude?
Man, listen, I'm chilling right now, man. We know we trying to get this. I'm bugging out off Love Relationship Radio, man.
Hey, man, yo, shout out to the power couple and all of that. Shout out to the big homies and shout out to the ladies and all of that, man. Listen, I was in a situation like that. Word is bond, you know what I mean? But, you know, things happen where you want to have your space. They want to have their space. And when you have your little disagreement or whatever, instead of, you got to go for a walk or they got to go for a walk, you go to, yo, I'm out. Come on home. Straight like that.
Now, look,
you know what I'm saying?
Now, man, look, I want you to explain everybody, right? Now, look, I get all that. But the way I took the topic was that, like, we was in a relationship, we living together, now you want to separate.
Oh.
That's how I got it. Now, isn't that, it's plenty of people
that throws a splash of cranberry on it. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, it's different when, okay, I meet a girl. I got a crib, she got a crib. That's most relationships. I hope it's like that.
Yes, sir.
So I'm thinking that they say, okay, listen, what we're going to do right now, we're going to separate, boo. I need my own space. But
right.
We still together. What?
That's kind of the area right there. Now, you know what I'm saying? You still want to be together, but you don't want to be together, but you want to be together. You know what I mean?
That's what Beyonce, Kelly Rowland, and Michelle was talking about on their show. That's why I call them Destiny Child. They independent women. You know they run the world. Who girls? You know that's what they do over there.
Right.
But we
don't
do that over there, man. I know on your sports show, you run the house over there, right?
Yeah, you see my thing, man. I hold it down with something, man. You know.
And I know that right here on Fall Out Comedy, I hold it down too. I'm hoping that, matter of fact, look, it's about to go down. It's about to go in right now. We're about to turn this into the funniest show ever. We got my girl Angela Line, a.k.a. Michelle and Beverly Child. Give it up.
Hold on, let me see what time it is. Hold up, wait a minute.
You're not gonna go there on me, Mayor. OMG. And I tried to call in this week on time and you wasn't even there. You ain't warned me either.
That is crazy.
I'm acting real baby wipers to this one.
Real baby wipers?
Real baby wipers to this one. Listen. I know my voice has changed, me being Michelle. When I come on next time, chick, you better play All the Single Ladies.
I
want a theme song now. Come on now.
Angie, listen, I gotta put it out there, right?
Yeah,
you're not gonna control this show. Let's just know right now, you're gonna play the background, you're gonna be a good woman to a black man, and this is what you're gonna do, you're gonna take this. Today on my show.
You know what? I'm trying to eat humble pie right now. You know, because this is your moment, chicky chick, and I try to respect people's space and everything. But don't worry, you go call in my show next week, and I got you. Record this. I got you.
Let's just think about this. We together. Now, we got to throw a scenario out there because we got to get everybody in the frame of mind so we can answer it properly, so they can make sure we together. There's no signs of struggle, no signs of problems. We loving each other. We spending time with each other. All of a sudden, you walk in the house, and you say, you know what, babe, I was thinking about this stuff because I was watching Oprah, and you know, some of the most powerful women in the world was on our show, and then you talk about it's a good thing if you had your own space. So, baby, I was thinking about getting my own space. See, the first thing that's a problem with this is, money was helping me pay my rent. So you're trying to leave me You're trying to leave you stuck out here.
Leave you dangling. Oh. You just changed the game on that one. Like you talk about paying all kind of bills and stuff. You kind of changed the game. But listen, all you got to do is put it in your head. Like, all right, we got this. Now it's going to be a long-distance relationship. You know what I'm saying? There's people that do it all the time. You know what I'm saying? What if your man lives in New York and you live, and I live in North Carolina? You know, or vice versa, whatever.
No, this is
people do it all the time. But I'm saying though, listen, let me redeem myself. Because sometimes things could just be overwhelming. Like, you know what? This is too much right now. I just need a little space. That doesn't necessarily mean something bad was happening.
If y'all was paying the bills together and everything is everything, so now you want to leave the situation to create your own next situation. But now you paying everything, you gonna get a whole new situation that you can pay by yourself.
Yeah, that's a little extra.
Check it out, y'all. To make this conversation even, because now they're trying to jump us. We got Key on the air. How you doing, girl?
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm well.
I want to ask you, did you come to fight or you came to lay down and respect the chauvinism that's going on right now?
Well, I picked a fight.
Yeah, I said, did you come to fight? Did you hear the topic of the show?
He said, did you come to fight? It's a lot of female chauvinism going on, he's saying.
Well, if you can't handle the female chauvinism, then that's up to you. That's on y'all.
Woo, she came. Woo! Give it up for her.
That ain't my problem.
I just graduated from college. I got my degree. Oh, that's your problem. I don't care what you be doing. I'm gonna be alright when I move out. That's what you said last night.
But see, it ain't even that type of party though. It's just like, listen, I'm. She came and communicated it. What's the problem? Like, okay, I just need a little space. That's all. I think some people love each other, but they can't live together. You know what I'm saying? And they start smothering each other and stuff like that. That doesn't mean she loves you less or he loves you less. It's just they, listen, I just want to, you know, I'm being a little different atmosphere. Ain't got nothing to do with nobody else. Checky check.
Listen to what you're saying right now. That sounds like game.
Hey.
Let me walk in the house right now and say, babe, it's Friday night. You know, I know we usually cuddle and rub up on each other. But I need some space, so I'm about to go out to the club. Matter of fact, the go-go bar, because, you know, I just need some other space. There's nothing to look at. Yeah?
Wait a minute. Hold up.
Next thing you know, ambulance coming. I'm on my cell phone like, yo, I've been sad. Yo, I'm bleeding. Somebody come get me.
Oh, my God. Hey, kid, did you hear him call a Diva Squad Destiny Child?
He called y'all Destiny? No, he called y'all Destiny Child.
He called us Beyonce, Kelly, and Michelle over there at the Diva Squad. You know what?
Please, y'all not no Destiny Child.
Well, tell, I want my check. I'm still waiting on my check then.
Yeah, they calling you that? Yeah, your royalty, yeah. You should be getting paid then.
I win my check. Don't start that chicky check. Oh, Lord.
Listen,
are you having technical difficulties again?
No, I'm right here. Because what happened is this. This what happened. This what happened. They fall off Comedy Hour. Put your boy Chick the Comedian. Make sure you call 646-238-3836. Right now, my show is being bombarded by Destiny's Child. It was on tour. Now, this Jay-Z right here. Beyonce want to get on the stage. And go beat. Go beat.
Yo, ho. OMG. You know
y'all
what?
Y'all trying to take over. But, like, but that's why I really like y'all topics, man. Y'all topics is really, it really be going in, but y'all, it's biased. Why men?
Listen,
why
that's not the intention.
Huh?
That's not our intentions for them to be biased. We try to pick general questions. Like that,
right.
That could go either way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, how you take it, you know, if you leave, hang up, acting all baby wipers, that ain't got nothing to do with the question.
Hey, now listen, that's why I said that the question is biased because they already geared for somebody to be crying or somebody to be more feelings involved than another person. That's not,
wow.
A man cannot walk in a house and tell his girl, now, mind you, we live together and we do everything together that all of a sudden leave. He ain't buying that. Mm. So he found somebody else. That's the first thing I'm thinking. But women, y'all can wake up, you know, you might be 37, 38, early menopause, going through these problems in life, trying to take it out of us. Now you want to go buy you a sports car, move out of your home, and thinking that's Rose Yorkshire. Oh, no.
Wow.
Y'all like me.
Wow. Wow.
Now I'm being tough. The man had to go. Now I'm being jumped on my show. Fellas, so y'all listening in, I need y'all to press one. I don't care who you is. Right now, my comedy show has been taken over. I need y'all to press one right now, coming in the line, and rescue a brother. Because right now, I tell you, I love these women that's on the line. And the only thing that stopped me from making a clap and a joke and coming. Because that's not what we do at GQ Palace. We are family. And I do not share family business. I will not let you know what Angie wears, how she wears that dirty t-shirt every day because it reminds her of her first high school boyfriend. I won't tell nobody that. Oh, I did. My bad.
Don't tell my business no more, Chase. Listen, I won't have to take nobody to court. Can't be telling my business.
I'm sorry.
Tell him my business. Yeah, y'all see how he giving it up over here? And Mayor, you stop watching the clock, cause you set me up this week.
Yeah, he set you up.
The mayor set me up. He set me up. You know what I'm saying? Watching the clock and all that stuff. You know, I thought we saw eye to eye, my brother.
So listen, I gotta make sure mother. Hey, but not to change it up on you ladies, because I love y'all and everything, but I got to make sure that y'all see the seat, that I make sure that everybody at GQ Palace, I make it sound like you got to be on them shows, they always try to give out gifts. Right now, just to promote my DVD, everybody at GQ Palace is going to the CD of my comedy show. I'm not here to preach, I'm here to tell jokes. So clap it up for that. Everybody get a free copy.
Clap it up.
Listen, y'all gotta understand. I don't know if y'all been on Facebook. I got the one clip up there. I'm talking about me being an armor bearer. Oh my God. It's one of the funniest jokes ever that you were hearing from somebody. I tell everybody right now, you're gonna be looking at it like this, and you ain't gonna be thinking that this man does Christian comedy. I could do a joke about what everybody else did. I showed everybody that been the last house down in Philly and did shows in New York, Jersey, all around. And I didn't travel, been down to Atlanta. And just that, you know, God has just decided me to do something else. But what God is not telling me, what I'm not receiving right now,
is the message that trying to transfer to our women. I need God to prophesy to me, like, because I need to calm down. I can't just, sometimes I got to be able to give in to y'all. But it's hard. It's hard. It's like, I give y'all a dollar, y'all go spend $100. You know what I mean? I can't do it, y'all don't understand.
Oh, you did not just say that.
Can you give me the five rules? Give me the five rules of a good mate. Because I don't know, I said I had the five rules right, but right now y'all prove me wrong every week. So once I give you the five, y'all five rules, make sure you get it, make y'all act right. If there's five rules you gotta act right, say, just give me five. Five things that will make you act right.
Five rules to make the woman act right?
Yeah. Five rules.
The first rule is never lie.
Oh.
Second rule is always be on time.
Okay.
Third rule is be respectful.
Okay.
Fourth rule is don't be cheap.
Okay.
And fifth rule is communicate.
Okay. So you want to know how I move?
You booed me.
Now, I'm going to tell you how I interpreted that, okay?
Uh-oh, gosh.
Rule number
you
one.
Set me up just now.
Rule number one. Make sure you bring it up. Rule number two.
Make sure you bring it up.
Rule number one, make sure you bring it up. And like I said, this is a fake comedy radio, so people know what that means. Make sure, number one rule, make sure you bring it up.
He said, make sure you beat it up.
Make sure you act like you're listening when you're really not.
Oh.
Rule number three, make sure you got a good job so I could not be cheap, so you can be cheap. Rule number four, at least be respectful with my friends around, at least. Rule number five, you better not smash a homie.
You better boo him. Like, yeah.
You don't get no booed on the Fallout Comedy out. You might get booed. I might get booed on Love and Relationship Radio. Big shout out to Love and Relationship Radio. You can check out Rachel T and Angie, a.k.a. Destiny Child, a.k.a. Independent Women, a.k.a. I do what I want. I run the world. Every Wednesday from 7 to 9 o'clock. Make sure y'all check them out. Make sure y'all follow my show. Because sometimes we take their topics, we put them, we flip them, make it funny, make it interesting, and do what we need to do. Hey, tell me, Jack, right here. I'm teaching my son already. You know who my son is? Y'all ain't know? My son is the little boy that did the Super Bowl commercial when he grabbed the dude and he smacked him. He said two rules. Number one, don't touch my mama. Number two, don't touch my Doritos. That's how you teach it, right? That I touch my mama.
Listen. That's right. You go protect that mama first. Listen.
Shoot, my son won't even let me touch him. Go to sleep. Get out of here. I changed my life around, right? And I just realized that, you know, God's the game, right? Because I said, yo, my daughter, she was nice. She was a good kid. You tell her sit down. And, you know, I drank the smoke. I said, I'm going to turn my life over to God. No drinking, no smoking, not doing none of this stuff. And my son crazy. I got ADD.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
What y'all doing? Y'all took a break? Y'all took a break from my show?
Who?
I'm hurt right now.
You hurt? Your feelings just hurt, Chicky.
Oh. I know. Listen. Let me know, I'm letting y'all know right now, right? You know the crazy thing is, I told all people to listen to tune in. I know we got people right now.
right now, I'm going to let everybody know. I'm going to get y'all scared right now. I'm looking at my switchboard. And what I'm about to do right now, I'm about to look at the switchboard. Y'all numbers come up on the switchboard. And I might not know a number of hearts. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get the phone to see if it's coming to any one of my friends. So right now, before I put you out there and do a 5-minute comedy set on you, I need you to press 1 right now. Press 1, and I'm going to leave you alone. So if any of my friends is listening right now, make sure you press 1. We need you to get on the line. We need you to get on the line, and I need you to give me the 5 funny things that you do with your relationships. Sometimes we take everything so serious right now. Name some of the things that you do with your mate that's real funny. What we're going to do right now is we're going to give everybody a chance to refresh themselves. The ladies right now, I don't know. I think I just heard some toilet tissue. I think I heard the toilet flush. And I think I heard somebody unwrapping something. So I'm going to let the ladies get their stuff together because we together over here, fellas. So make sure you call them at 646-238-38. Right now, I'm asking my engineer, Richard, put something on for us real quick. Turn slow, turn mellow. And we're going to come back and we're going to continue this conversation right here on GQ Files Radio. Your boy, Chief the Comedian, Fall Out Comedy every night, every week at Wednesday. That's what's up.
That's what's up. Hello?
On you, or doom. Speak a for me, I won't speak to you. I tell you now, we wait about a week or two, then I know what we can do. We can just get our food and stay in. Cause people on the block is hating. They know your man and know we dating. So we got to do this just to stay friends. Amen. I lay back, I zone. You say that, it's on. Then the girl tried to snatch the phone, so I knew I was happy at home. Come on.
You know, mate, know the rules, and mate, you know what to do. Ladies on the air, talking all the rules. Yeah, what's going on, y'all? This is your boy, Chick Comedian. We are back in the place. If you don't know, now you know, we do this each and every Wednesday from 9 to 10. This boy, Chick the Comedian, of Fallout Comedy. If you're listening right now on the internet, we need you to call in at 646-238-38. We need some calls on the line right now. Right now, we just lost Angie. Angie. We just lost Angie because she just met a dude a week ago, and he just asked her, can she be his girlfriend? So big shout out to Angie. He just got a boyfriend after a week being together. Big shout out. She said yes. She talked all that stuff. That dude said, would you be my girl? After 1 week. She know a good man when she see one. We still got the girl Kid on the line. Give it up for Kid. Talk about it. You still alive here? Kid, you finished?
Yes, I'm still here.
No, so did you finish?
Did I feel you?
Was you finished? Did you finish?
Did I finish what?
I'm not going to put out on the air what you was doing. I got to ask what you finished. I didn't know if you want to know everybody that's, you know, about the politician. I didn't want nobody to know that. So, Kia, how you doing here?
I'm fine, thank you.
Kia, I wanted to know, do you enjoy comedy, Kia? Like, you know, some people ain't really humorous like that, but do you enjoy comedy?
I do enjoy some comedy.
So do you have plans of ever coming down to a show? Kid, why don't you let everybody know where you're from? You don't have to let them know the street address. And if you're anywhere from New York City, you know you give a big shout-out. You'll never find you out there. So where's you from, Kid?
No, I was in West Orange, New Jersey.
She's from Jersey. Give it up for the Jersey girl. That's what's up.
Yep, I was in West Orange.
Yeah, you know what? I'm in East Orange. Did you know that? I'm in East Orange.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, I live in West Orange. Sure, 280.
I said you didn't know that, though?
Mm-mm, I didn't know that.
You know why you didn't know that? Because you haven't meant to go follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. See, now that's what you got to do
now.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm bad with that. Well, following us is dealing with sports and books. If it ain't dealing with sports and books, then I'm like, holy opposite.
Hold on.
I know, I'm bad.
You are a sports fan?
I definitely am. Huge sports fan and a huge book reader. So anybody talking about a book or something like that, yeah, then you got my attention.
I got my man in the building with me. His name is Clem. Give it up, Clem. Give a big shout out to everybody, man. He's my engineer. He's right there with the 1 and 2. He's doing a thing big right now for GC College Radio. Right now, you said you like books, right? I'm about to let you know what my favorite book is outside of the book. So, Bible is like a book. So, hey, that's my favorite book. It's like, what book, though? It's like, what? I say, you don't know the Bible. You don't know. You ain't anointed. You're not anointed. So, my favorite book is called A Lesson Before Dying.
Okay, yeah, Ernest James.
Woo! Big shout out to Kid right now. Right now, if you don't know Kid, you can go check out on blackmeat.com. He's up there with a post out.
I'm a big book reader. That's an excellent book to read. And everybody should have read that book. Yeah, everybody should read that book.
Yes. Listen,
Ernest J. Gaines.
So I got emotional over the book, you know.
Yeah, that book is really good.
And you know, other book I like. I don't know. This one is more broad appeal. You know, A Lesson Before Dying. You really got no, but this one is a broad appeal. It's called The Shack. Did you ever read The Shack?
Mm-mm. Who written that?
I can't remember the author, but The Shack is about this guy who loses his daughter, but then he has a dream and goes through this experience with God. I can't give you too much, but right now
it's called The Shack.
The Shack, like
okay.
A chicken shack.
Mhm.
The Shack.
Okay.
Now, what I want to do is, because we want to make sure we focus on comedy right now, I want to let everybody know what's going on. He is from West Orange, New Jersey. Now, if you ain't from New Jersey, it's my passion. But see, I'm from East Orange. East Orange is the hood. Orange is the hood. South Orange and West Orange, that's where it's at. Kia property taxes about a good $11,000 a year.
Huh?
$11,000 a year.
What?
Your property tax. We already know what your property taxes is. So right now, she has a job where her benefit is more than my tax.
I wish that
poppy tag
was $11,000.
Hey, now look. You said you wish it was that low?
I said I wish it was 11. It's not 11.
It's higher?
Mm-hmm. West Orange is the second highest in New Jersey.
So, kids, so right now, you ain't one of the black people that live on the edge of West Orange.
Oh,
she up there. She does it by a 30 back zip.
Mm-mm.
She does it by a 30 back zip. Huh.
No, I'm not over that area. I'm Roseland. Roseland is my area. I'm Roseland and Livingston.
Okay. I said, we know the area. We ain't talking about, you know, I just moved to West Orange. I said, I can hit the house with a brick in East Orange when you look at West Orange. I thought, hey, but like, you know, got your one-bedroom shack just so you can say you live in West, try to live outside your means. But, yeah, kid, I can't say that I'm a avid book reader. I read books, but I can't say avid. Avid would go to a corner. But, you know, I have a big collection of books that's in my cabinet, right? I don't know if you, a lot of my stuff is really good, like maybe, like, Christian driven books and stuff like that.
You must have read the mass incarceration about Jim Crow, about Michelle Alexander's book then.
No.
The Jim Crow those are good.
I'm looking at the books right now. I got A Ready Defense, Black Man Emergent, The Covenant of Black America, The Beta Satan.
That's the book. Yeah.
It only takes one. Walking with God, The Darkest Child, The Lovest Phillips. Ooh, don't stop me. And I have a, you know, I have a book that somebody gave me about 10 years ago. As a matter of fact, if I'm thinking about it right now, I got this book about 10 years ago. And if you didn't know my story, Key, I'll let you know that, you know, I used to be a gangbanger. I was in federal prison, locked up for 7.5 years, came home, turned myself over to God,
Now I work in my community. I work for a city card. I do stand-up comedy. I'm a youth minister. And, you know, I'm doing some big things. But the one of these books that I started the tradition of me is called Spirit of Man.
I'm trying to think of the name. I think some of the books that you said everybody, you know, we should, you know how they said we should have at least certain books in our bookshelf that we should already have read.
Yeah.
You agree with that?
Yeah, of course. I'm not even throwing in the school titles like The Depression, 1984, Rebecca, the Invisible Man. Oh, we going back to high school.
So what do you do comedy at in Jersey?
Currently, right now, we doing a whole big old Christian church tour. But anybody before, I done did comedy at Allure, downtown the Key Club in North. I was the co-host at Bogey's every other Wednesday we had Bogey's. I done did shows just everywhere that has comedy at North New Jersey. I done did the Philly at the Laugh House in New York at the Five Spot.
Okay.
We're working on timelines right now. And we just doing big things. But right now, I had a show like weeks ago. I did a super comedy show. Like I said, my show wasn't really never, like, you know, a wannabe or stuff like that. But, you know, I did, well, you know, I could act a fool. But, you know, I did a super comedy show a couple of weeks ago, and you know, God told me, like, now I've been trying to take this money a whole different way. We're now hanging out at night. And right now, God opened up a door for me where I'm blessed way more than I was ever doing at these other places. So right now, I'm turning in my lane. So, you know, I'm trying to be what equivalent of maybe every month you get to make the secular comedy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so good. So I said, what we got to do is, I don't know the information. But if you check me out on Facebook, it's comedian Raheem Singleton. Raheem is spelled just like the rapper Raheem, but you also put a chicky comedian. You know, it's on the page. So I'm pretty sure they're gonna hit you up with the site and everything like that. You can check it out. You hook up with me if I get your friend request. If I get your friend request in the next 5 hours, I will send you a free DVD. That's a radio voice. I will send you a free DVD of my comedy show, which is called I'm not here to preach. I'm here to tell jokes. So, because like I said, a lot of people know me. A lot of people in the church movement know me as a youth minister. So a lot of people didn't know I was funny like that. But now they know, and I'm out there. I'm really on special with West Orange and Livingston border. Now I can't get over that.
Say it again.
I said, I can't get over that you were in West Orange. I lived in border and you called in somebody's radio show. I'm feeling good right now.
No, I work in the city. I work in New York, but I just live in West Orange. I work in the city. I love New York. I work there. I wouldn't live there.
Oh, but that's what they do. Everybody can work in New York, but make all that money and come to Jersey.
That's right. I can work there, but I won't live there. I'm going to live in the city.
I said, you can live in a hood in New York for like $1,500 a month. He's like, what? He's talking about, you live in a project and you pay $1,200? I just like, what? At least you go take that good money and come over here and have your nice little money.
No, God is just good, that's all.
God, you better praise him. That's what I tell everybody.
Yeah, God has been good, so I don't take nothing for granted. He's been good.
So what is it that you do right now? What is it that you do? What do you do for me?
Oh, I work for the SEC.
What, for the SEC?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so if I wanted to take a flight,
Just don't be doing nothing illegal. Don't be, you know, be somewhere. That's all.
So we're gonna get our show. I'm gonna let everybody know right now. I am so right now. I don't know where my unbeknownst co-host T did not call us to the show today. So I'm really kind of sad right now. I didn't want to tell everybody this, but T, she done found her boyfriend. After 3 days, he asked this girl, she accepted. You know what I'm saying? So after 3 days. Big Charles, big Charles dude, 280 pounds. And Charles was rocking. My show is all up right now. Now, I don't know where I would be on my show today if I didn't have you up here, Kia. So big shout out to yourself. You got to clap it up for yourself, Kia. You did good. Now, Kia, are you a regular caller to GP Talk Radio?
No, it's my first time. I'm always on the Tuesday show for sports, of course. I talk sports on Tuesday. And I'm always hanging with the girls on Wednesday and Friday with Rich with his questions. And now it's my first time calling on your show.
Oh, so I got a crossover audience. I'm feeling that right now. Big shout out to that. She sent shoulders some love. So how did you feel? You know, I'm trying to hit you on all board spectrum. Who do you know who my audience is? You know, because it doesn't have to be about me while I was doing the jokes and stuff like this. You know, we usually have monologues that for a little while. So how do you feel about LeBron James? This is a real question right now. Do you like or love LeBron James?
I can't stand LeBron James.
Oh, my God.
I never liked LeBron. I never liked LeBron.
You hurt my heart. Now, look. This is what I'm going to do right now, right? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to give my explanation, right? Is there a reason that you don't like him besides that he didn't risk the ticket to get a bill that's happy? Now, I'm going to explain myself because I thought I was talking to everybody. You know how we got a kid? Huh?
I never liked him back in Cleveland. I never liked him. I never remember watching a game with him, and he lost a final game. And after they lost, he gonna walk off the court, didn't shake nobody's hand. I remember him doing an interview when they were against the Celtics, and they were down, and he was like, "So what you think y'all gonna do?" He said, "It's five of them. It's only one of me. What you think I'm gonna do? You see all these diamonds?" Never liked LeBron in the first place, so it just carried on to the Heat.
But, you know, not to try to change your mind, but, you know, I've never really had a big basketball player before LeBron James. And I'm going to start myself rooting for him. You know what it is? And, you know, a lot of people got to realize that man is, like, still a kid. Like, I'm 55. LeBron maybe, 28 right now, 27. The man is still a kid. He's still grown. And, you know, he made a lot of mistakes in his life. And I think what happened to him early in his career, he was trying to be everybody that's successful itself. And, you know, he lost a lot of people in that time where everybody said, you know, everybody like this, the NBA it's soft now. It ain't hard. And I try to explain to everybody. I said, I remember when I was younger, the old heads used to tell us we don't play like how they used to play. But now we just turn to the old heads and we talk about the young kids. It's a big fight. So the reason why I respect LeBron James is because he throws down to his legacy. He joined another team. At least I respect him. I use the analogy of we all got one of them boys that you know, you got somebody in your crew, you know you can't fight. You still chill out with them. They're just not a fighter. That's my little explanation. I love LeBron James, and I cannot talk about you because you're my caller. But like, if I see you outside of this, it might go down. So you know what I mean. Just be on point. You know what I'm saying?
I've been in restaurants all the time.
Please, and I am, one thing about me, I am not easy intimidated or nothing. I am not worried. I'm outside, and I do not like heat people. I don't call them heat fans. I call them heat people because they're not no fans. They're heat people. And once they're LeBron fans anyway, so they're
No. Now, mind you, now, what happened is this. If LeBron James went to the Phoenix Suns tomorrow, I still would like LeBron James. I'm a Detroit Pistons fan. I'm a bad boy Pistons fan. So, no, I just like LeBron. I can't lie. I'm not making no excuses up. But, like, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm just trying to pass some time. My show is almost over. So, what are we going to do
right now? I'm all about the Lakers. Everything about the Lakers, everything about Kobe. So I don't have to worry about nobody else's team.
Oh, so that explains it right there. We didn't even throw that out there. You're a Kobe fan.
Believe me, I am a Kobe fan.
Oh, so see that explains a lot. That explains a lot. That explains a lot.
I don't care about nothing. Let me tell you something. One thing about the Lakers and Kobe, I protect that turf for everywhere. I have no problem with anybody don't liking Kobe and don't like the Lakers. But one thing about me, I never like LeBron. I never like the Heat. And so these Heat people getting all, you know, fine because we don't like LeBron. We're giving him a lot of static. Please.
Okay. I don't want to lose you as a listener, so I'm respecting you right now. I'm getting real emotional. So what we're going to do is we're going to end the show off like that. I want to give a big shout out to everybody that called in. The mayor called in. We had Angie call in. And right now, the person who stayed in the line, who just with that first time call to my show, for the lockdown. And I want to let you know right now, kid, we just bugged out that we got to know each other better. I hope that I've given you a center fan experience, even though it's not like that. I hope it was something like that. But I showed you that you was an important caller. I'm going to let you know right now, I got people that I've known for a long time in my life. I know people that they know I do comedy, but never been on none of my shows, never tuned into my radio, or never tuned into my radio show. And, you know, the love that you showed me tonight, there's a lot more love than I get from a lot of people that I so-called, you know, respect. So I want to honor you right now on my show. I want to give a big shout-out. If we got any type of clap, it could be a little louder. Give it up for Kia right now. Give it up for Kia right now.
No.
I take nothing for granted. And matter of fact, Kia, look, I got this book that I carry around with me, right? I write down names like people that when I make it big, their name is gonna be automatically the door of my show, you kick it and say your name can be in it. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna put Kia from West Orange and we're gonna say not the border of West Orange. Just so you know. So I might meet another Kia from West Orange, but she lives right there next to Orange or East Orange. That's not the one I'm talking about. She's right there by 280. I'm not talking about her. I'm not talking about her. No, I'm talking about two. So I thank you for calling in. Yo, for everybody that's listening right now, I want to make sure that you all appreciate it also. Make sure you tune in next week, too. From 7 to 9, you got to check out my girls, Angie, T, and Rachel. We don't want to forget about them because a lot of my viewers are helping them, too. Make sure I show some love. But y'all know what it is. From 9 to 10 o'clock, good boy is always in the building. Think the comedian. What we're going to do next week, man, I'm going to try to play. What I'm going to try to do is I'm going to go to my internet. We're going to play audio of one of my comedy shows. I'm going to let it rock out for y'all get the judge of that. And I want everybody to call in and keep it real. How do you feel? The Christian, I've been tagged as the Christian comedian, the gospel comedian guru. So that's what somebody tagged me as. So that's what y'all know me as right now. I told you, look out for the hashtag. Hashtag, I tell jokes for living. Hashtag, I tell jokes for Lord. It's been real. It's been funny. And it's been all that. Get real, check the comedians in the building, man. Make sure y'all check us out the right way. Play the GQ Power Family song and make sure y'all tune in next week for your boy. This is what we do at the Palace. Brother, baby.
War Steel Records.
the palace if you hold to. A crew serving with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. A crew serving with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue,
walk from reloaded, step into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Sonny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin if you're ugly. Hug me polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turn it back to water, your order, order mine. Reality relationships, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I enter if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I put the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, now you're glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dude's house, spoiled.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the guff on that turnstile, untainted. A messenger of light, I'm fitting to the night. My poetry is pain, every Ben Ross right. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, first to approve. This is a diva squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lines. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Wild parable, GQ, non-comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ, with colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. A crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue.